Test 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm going to be very slow speaking today.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
This is Lunatic Radio.
This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran.
Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shit.
Rocket.
Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the LunaticRadio.com show.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
Wah. Well, there you go, everybody. Here we are. December 23rd. 2 days before Christmas, it is Christmas Eve.
The Eve of the Eve.
Eve. Hello, everybody. It's Kieran Rock in studio. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. All sourced up before the radio program today. Everybody's in the festive mood, I guess, right? Ooh, the bass. Here it is. Rock, here comes my boner.
Wait.
Here comes my boner.
Oh!
There it is. Thank you.
That's it. You're done.
I'm a boner, Rock. No Rod Zone in the studio. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline. You know it. We love it. 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. It is a, we like to call it now, the Sunday Schmooze on the lunaticradio.com show.
It's how we roll.
5 to 8. We did have a power outage. That's what they call it.
So we lost 8 minutes.
We lost 8 minutes of the show. So we're starting late. It's 5:40 on the East Coast.
Potentially the greatest 8 minutes of radio
history.
History.
Howard, Wolfman, Jack,
yes.
Mike and the Mad Dog radio program. Never have done 8 minutes like that.
None.
In our lives.
Ever. Ever.
We knocked.
Calculated, sophisticated, intriguing. It had all the elements.
We knocked it out of the box with that 8 minutes.
Whoa, man. The box. Holla.
Sirius Satellite XM and calling each other.
Nothing.
They're like, holy crap, did you hear that 8 minutes that they just did? It's unbelievable. Fucking unbelievable. It's horseshit, everybody. Anyway, it's the Christmas show, lunaticradio.com program. Rock and I are going to open up the phone lines today. That's our deal for today. We're drinking. We've been pre-gaming it since 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The show was supposed to start at 5. Now we're starting at 5:40. So Rock and I have been drinking for I don't know how long. A little while now. I asked Rock before the show to like pick up a case. Yeah, not a case. A sixer.
Pack. A little sixer. You know.
Sixer. You know, to get the juices floating.
A little casual drinking.
The creative juices.
Ooh. Yeah, is that how you work? That's how I work.
Yeah, we depend on some alcohol. Get some alcohol in the system. You know, maybe a little bit funnier. At least we think we're a little bit funnier if we have some alcohol in us.
At least we have an excuse.
So, around 3 o'clock, we started pounding some beers. And, well, the creative juices left around 3:30. Now we're just drunk and stupor.
So now we're just being dumb.
Now we're just like that annoying guy who wants to bang the chick.
Ooh, I like that guy.
We're that guy.
We're that guy
at the party.
I'm that guy every day.
Yeah, so we'll...
So basically, everyone's just going to call in and we'll just sit back and let you do the show.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines. Now, if you're listening live in the chat rooms, Rocket has posted the number for the radio program on the cam data. On our webcam, there's the phone number for the radio program. So you can call in, give your Christmas wishes, or if you'd like to reflect on something that has happened on the LunaticRadio.com show in the year 2007, go do it. Why right. not? Ask us that question. Let's reflect. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a look back at what has been the LunaticRadio.com show over the past year. And we're not going to, it's not going to be a clip show. We're not going to do that. We're not going to want to do show prep. Fuck show prep.
Fuck show prep.
But we actually, we did go back and we thought about some things and whatever. You know,
we thought about things and like whatever.
we're going to reflect.
We're going to do some reflections.
If I mumble and stumble throughout this show, it's Rocket's fault.
This show will be a mirror.
I literally have a keg of beer behind me that I've been sipping out of.
It's a beautiful little keg.
I want to thank you, Rocket, for that.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
I am Jewish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Rocket has purchased a little Heineken. And light keg?
The keg can, as they call it. As the kids call it.
The keg can?
I think so.
Now, how much beer is in this keg can? Do we know?
I don't know. How does that work? How many fluid ounces in it? We'll compare it to
Well, it's not a full keg, obviously, because I can pick it up with one arm. But
come on, Jock.
5'6", 240. it is... I don't know how much it is.
Come on!
It doesn't say.
It
I don't see
it. To. It has to. On the other side. Turn it. Keep spinning.
It contains 1.33 gallons.
Gallons?
Gallons.
How much is that?
1.33 gallons.
1.3. How much does that break down into bottles?
Just a little over a gallon. A little over a gallon of beer, and I'm chugging it as we do the radio program. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to reflect on the year that was Lunatic Radio.
Not much. It'll be pretty quick. It'll be about 20 minutes.
There are a couple news stories to touch on, obviously. We got to touch on the Spears family. What's
love
going
them.
On with the Spears family?
Love them. God, man. Banging at 16?
Jamie
Why
Lynn's,
not?
Hey, you know. Well, Brock, when was the first time you got laid? What age?
Yeah, but I wasn't famous. I mean, you know, I'd like
yeah,
to believe
it,
I was.
She's just like, without the fame, she's just a regular kid, right?
It's true, but I don't know. Listen, you have
what
such
age?
A career. You have such a career. You shouldn't be doing shit like that, you
kid
know?
Wants to fuck.
Fucking just get the dildo.
She's 16. I mean,
you're 16. Just get a dildo and just wait because you're going to. Now she's fucked. Literally and figuratively, she's fucked. Oh, is it on? There you go.
There we go.
She's fucked because now what's going to happen to her career? You know?
Nothing. She's going to have a kid in 9 months and she'll pop back in there and start making fucking porno tapes.
It goes
be great.
She had her Disney career or something like that. There it's gone. They don't want that.
No, they want
they
it.
They don't want buns in the oven.
They already filmed like a season. Jamie Lynn Spears.
Jamie
is that
Lynn
her name?
Spears.
Jamie Lynn Spears got pregnant. She's 16 years old. She got pregnant. She had a boyfriend who was 18 years old or whatever. What's his name? Joey McDouche.
Joey McFaggot.
Knocked her up. And, well, it turns out that she's pregnant at 16. Now, everybody's saying that her career is over. At least Rocket's saying it.
It is.
I say, no, it isn't.
It's just starting?
I say she's finally made a breakthrough in her career.
Are you trying to say
because
you have a
who
chance?
The hell knew who Jamie Lynn Spears was before this?
I thought she was pretty big in the Disney community.
Maybe in the Disney community, but that's a Disney community.
But now
community.
She's in the Hawk community. Holla!
Now she's in the limelight, like her big sister is, who's completely out of her mind. And it's great.
Does this make her hot now?
No, it doesn't make her hot whatsoever. It ruins it for her.
I want to see
pretty
if you
much.
Swing the 16-year-old.
I mean, we didn't even get a chance as older scumbags to look at Jamie Lynn Spears as, like, you know, that 18-year-old Bimbette. We didn't even get that chance because she was she didn't even make it to 18. We couldn't, like, oogle over her, you know, when she, of course, probably when she was going to turn 18, she would make her first, like, pop album where she'd be wearing those, you know, all those skibby outfits and dancing on the stage. And that would have given us at least a period of time where we could just look at her and go, I want to fuck that. But now we can't. Now we can't because she's all knocked up. She's going to have a kid who's 2 years old by that point.
Stretch marks by 17. Oh, you're ruined.
But
ruined.
What would you say, Jamie Lynn Spears? Would she have been hotter than Britney?
Can I be completely honest with you? I need to see a picture of it because I couldn't figure her out who the fuck she looks
like. You know, I know Jamie Lynn Spears is only 16 years old, and I really don't want to take a shot at a kid, but I will go and take one at her.
She's having a cute kid. She's fair game.
Jamie Lynn Spears looks like she got smacked in the face with a frying pan.
Oh!
I just want to throw that out there and see what people think.
Wait a minute, she's not that bad.
She kind of looks like a gymnast. She does look like her older sister.
Yeah, she does look like a gymnast.
She looks like a gymnast.
She reminds me of that volleyball player that's now on Fox Sports. She kind of has that look.
She kind of looks like any broad on Fox News, any like female news anchor on Fox News. What do you think? She's got that Fox News look to her.
That'll be her future. Look at her. Yeah, she's a headshot.
She is a fucking walking headshot. She's cute. She's 16, though. Fuck, man. That's young. That's a baby.
That's a baby having a baby.
18 years old is a fucking baby. 19, 20 is a baby. You know? God damn.
Here she is with her sister.
What does her father think? I always hear about the mother and Britney and, you know, the women of the Spears family. What is the father doing? What does he do in the family? Does he just cut the lawn and fucking drink beer and watch football?
That's about it.
Is that all he does?
Yes,
does he have any fucking, like,
yeehaw
opinion to offer about this stuff?
As long as we get a paycheck every month, I don't give a shit what they do.
You never hear about that guy. What is he doing? Does he have, like, wield the power of authority?
There is no authority.
No authority whatsoever?
There's no authority over those girls. Are you kidding me? They're probably bitch on wheels and they have fucking...
Be great if he like came out like right now and was just like, yo, fucking Jamie Lynn, you're grounded.
Yeah, right.
You're grounded.
No way.
Mrs. Millionaire, you're grounded.
They're not normal kids, man. It's completely out of that any sort of normal parental element. They have bank accounts larger than some fucking countries, man.
Yeah, apparently she met this kid who's gonna be the father now at church. You church going motherfuckers. Yeah.
Go church. The Holy Rollers?
Casey Aldridge. Casey Aldridge is the father.
Really?
Yeah, Casey Aldridge. Come
on. Now what's this kid's rap? Like what's his deal? Where'd he come from?
He's 45 years old. No.
Nice.
I wish. Right?
That would be fun. That'd be good times.
No, he's just some kid. They met at church there, and they started dating, you know, a little teen romance, you know?
A little romance.
Everything's over dramatic. You know when you're a fucking teen and you're dating some chick, everything's the end of the world. Every fight you get in, like you get into a fight over a lollipop.
They don't get in fights over a lollipop.
That's what kids do.
They get fights over the Wii.
I'm just saying those teen romances, fights aren't the end of the world, but the kids make it out like it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry you, dude.
Dude.
You're 17, like 17-year-old couple. I'm going to marry you.
We're going to get married at McDonald's.
We're going to be successful.
It's going to be awesome.
You're going to be fucking so great. And nah, it never happens.
Instead, you just have a kid.
Over dramatic.
Look at him with the young sperm. Young active sperm.
Yeah, kid's got some fucking...
He's got some
sperm.
Athletes.
Fast sperm.
Fast.
43 count of sperm.
She's got some eggs. She's got some spermies.
Good for her, man.
Good for her? What do you mean, good for her?
Whatever.
Wait a minute. Time out. How is this good for her? This destroys her future. She's now going to have to... Look what happened to her sister. Her sister's life is over.
What's wrong with her sister?
I don't know. Everything to start?
I don't think so.
Come on.
I think she's just being colorful.
Colorful?
She's being colorful, Rock.
Fucking, she's a mess, man. They're both messes now. God.
I think Brittany,
I want them.
Brittany's out of her mind. Yeah, no, it makes you want them, right? Tell me you wouldn't fucking bang out Britney Spears right now. I would. In a second.
Would I bang out Britney Spears? Hell yeah, man.
I would be fucking working on that vagina for hours on end.
God, I'd be a little skeeved out because it is post-children. That's got to be weird. I'd say she had AIDS. You ever banged the chick that had a kid?
No, I don't think so. Have you?
No. I don't even know what that vagina would be like. I don't know.
You could wear it as a hat, probably.
And we can't, like, ask our... That'd be kind of awkward asking, like, friends. We can't, like, ask... I wouldn't, like, ask Josh. Be like, yo, what's it like? It's a little awkward.
I believe this is Jamie Lynn Spears. Do I look Yeah, you're damn right you do.
So, would you bang Jamie Lynn?
I would.
All
I'd
right.
Fuck her.
Good times.
No, I'm kidding. She's fucking 16. I can't
All
talk
right.
about that.
Damn it. Forgot.
You know, you hear these stories about her having some sex there, and you know it's bad sex. You know that fucking kid got conceived under some, like, 30-second...
$10
sexual action.
$10 says they were banging with her song playing in the background, like from like one of her shows on Nickelodeon or Disney or something.
You know that fucking sex act only lasted at tops. I say at tops 35 seconds.
God damn.
I say at tops 35 seconds. They're having some foreplay, her and the Casey Alterbridge and Jamie Lynn Spears. You know, having some little foreplay, whatever. You know, like you do.
What is 16-year-old foreplay like? Because I can't remember.
It's
that.
Very awkward. Cold hands.
Like poking. Oh, cold hands.
Cold hands. Probably in a Honda.
Nothing's
actually,
worse
no.
than cold hands on the dick. I'll tell you that right now.
They are rich, so it probably happened in like some sort of Mercedes. It was in a car. It was definitely in a car.
It had a, no. It's 16.
Teens
what car?
Teens only
the
have
mom's car.
Teens only have sex in cars. That's my fucking judgment.
Yeah, a fucking chick should like if you're going, but her hands are cold, she should literally stop and warm up her hands. I would give a chick so much more respect if she dick, cold hands on dick. Nothing's worse. That is the worst.
Cold hands on dick is
and like chicks got like, little like horrible. Thin like wafer hands.
Yeah,
sucks dick.
But I gotta imagine it was like some sort of 35 second sexual act, and now she's having a kid. Is that awkward fucking sex? The guy, I'm sure...
He lasted 10 seconds.
I'm sure Casey Alterbridge, his
and I'm
name.
I'm jealous.
What's his name?
Casey Alterbridge.
Alterbridge, whatever his name is. I don't even know.
Joey Thursday.
It's Casey Alterbridge.
Joey Emo.
Isn't Alterbridge a band?
It is. Wait, listen to them. Well, Squiz.
Yeah, that's his name. And, you know, he threw it in Jamie Lynn Spears and got over anxious. It just blew the fucking blew the jizz, and now he knocked her up. Fucking 16 years old, she's all knocked up. How fucking tragic is that? Come on, man.
They lost.
You guys, what happened to safe sex, teen pregnancy?
Let me explain.
You
time
got the
out.
Pill. You got the condom. You
time
got the,
out.
You
Karen.
Got the vag condom.
Stop
blowing loads of people.
Stop. You're that guy. You have your chance at a fucking spear, sister. You go in there raw, sir. You're going in there raw.
I'm going in there bringing five diseases with me. Kidding me?
Why?
I got an arsenal
Why?
Of shit.
Why are you bringing the bubonic plague? Because
I
want
to make a fucking story out of it. I just don't want a Spears kid. If I had the chance with Britney, I don't want a Spears kid, do you?
No. Hell no.
I don't want to have to deal. I don't want to be locked into that girl for a lifetime. Even though I would get some money like K-Fed's getting. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just wouldn't want to deal with her. God. I'd be linked to her for the rest of my life.
It has to be a disgruntled family.
Be 75 years old in a retirement home. Fucking. And my buddies were coming up and saying, remember you banged Britney Spears? And I don't want to deal with it. Ow. Once you bang a Spears, it's over for you.
It's over, Johnny.
Don't bang any famous people.
No? You wouldn't bang anyone famous? Slow down.
Well, the chick we saw before
yeah,
the
what
show
the hell is
her
name? Megan Fox. Oh, my
Megan
goodness.
Fox bang. Kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. I'd be all over that.
She can have my balls and sack. She can mount them on her wall. I don't care. I'd have that. Unbelievable, that chick.
God, the fucking chick is hot. And those tattoos.
Yeah. So,
what are we talking about?
Sex. Sex. Jamie Lynn Spears.
Good time. Wait a minute. Oh, you know.
Merry Christmas. You got a new Christmas gift.
There it is.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Ma, what did I get for Christmas? Well, how about a kid?
Yeah. How about a little sperm in the egg?
You think that's what Casey Alterbridge fucking told her as he was throwing one in her? He's like, hey, Merry Christmas. Here's your present, whore.
Don't say whore. Fuck the Spear Sisters. It's all about the Simpson Sisters.
That's what Simpson Sisters?
Scott's what you're calling today. Fuck your phone bill, dude. Call in.
Hell no.
What? Hell no what?
Simpson Sisters?
Ashley got a nose job.
Actually, I got to go with Scotsman on that one. I would say the Simpson Sisters are hotter than the Spear Sisters. Absolutely. Let's make it a trifecta of sisters. Let's go with...
A trifecta.
The Olsen twins.
Ooh. No, they're nasty, man. No. They're gangly little, like, fucking crypt keepers.
Yeah. They look like E.T.
They do. Both leave them Reese's Pieces. They'll go after and
E.T.
shit.
E.T. phone home. Like, I look at the fucking Olsen twins, and I feel like their chests are going to glow.
All right, listen. Just Jim kind of screwed up here. He's saying the Kardashians, only one of them's hot. The other ones are a little weird and mongoloidish.
Yeah, I know. One looks like Joey Kardashian, and he's not supposed to be male.
Yeah, seriously.
You could have named one of the sisters Joey.
Deep down, those sisters hate her because she is gorgeous. And they're like
one half a man. But one of the Kardashian girls looks like Kim. Kim's like the prize of the family.
Kim has like super genes.
Kim is super hot. She's got big, huge boobs, big ass face. Fucking great ass. But one of them, like the younger one, I don't know if she's slightly younger or older, but looks almost like Kim. A little bit. And then you got the one that's like 6'4", 250, runs a 4.340, and his name's Joey.
I love when they talk to the Kardashian sisters, and like in that little like, you know, the one-on-one, when they talk about a scene, and like you hear Kim, and then when she goes like, yeah, I really didn't like anything about that.
It's like the Tyler sisters. You know, Liv Tyler, and then you got fucking...
Oh, my God, Joey Tyler.
Then you got Brutus Tyler.
Brutus. Steve Tyler. Wait a minute. Sorry.
You got Liv Tyler, who's hot as hell, and then you got her, like, her sister, who's
fucking...
Who is, like, Rhode Island.
What does that mean?
I mean, she's wide and square.
You win. She's wide.
I'm funnier with drunk.
Seriously.
I don't know. I'm really trashed right now. The whole show is going to be hammered, so people keep tally of how many mumbles I have.
Tyler Strandcone, no. Tony.
So what were we getting at? We were getting at the Simpson sisters, the Spear sisters, and the Olsen twins, and the Kardashian sisters.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I'm going with... I'll rank
the Kardashians are so deceiving, man.
I'll rank them right here.
All right.
Scotsman's right, the guy who just chimed in the chat room. I would go with Simpson sisters first. Then Kardashians.
Okay, I agree.
Then Spear Sisters. The Olsen Twins.
See, you're basing Kardashians just basically on Kim. Completely on Kim. I'm sorry. Completely on Kim.
Right. If I have to bang four of the sisters before I get to Kim, I'll do it.
I would do that.
I would bang Joey Kardashian. The big heavyweight fucking sister. God, she's big. She's broad.
I'd bang the mother to get to Kim.
She's a broad broad.
She's a broad broad. How's Bruce Jenner feel about that life?
The guy's pulling his hair out.
Jesus Christ.
He's just going, he's like, I need more plastic surgery. You ever seen fucking Bruce Jenner? The guy's all plasticed up.
He's catching up to Joan Rivers.
He's all plastic.
You think he jacked it? Fucking Kim.
I would if I was Bruce Jenner.
Jeez, and crackers, man.
Because that's not his daughter, right? By blood, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not his blood daughter.
That has got to be the life. Being a stepdad.
I got to tell you, Bruce Jenner has probably been in the shower and spit on the old hand.
Give the old 1-2.
And he has whacked one off the... How can you not? You have a girl like that living in your house?
That's crazy.
And you're not blood related? Oh, you gotta fucking... You're a guy.
I know. How does that work?
Guys are fucking just... They just need to bang everything.
But I think as you get older, I think you start to shut that valve off. So
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm 31. I'm like, I feel just as horny as I was when I was 18 or whatever it was. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Well, Jamie Lynn Spears knocked up.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, Casey Alterbridge. Yeah.
Thanks for not even giving us the chance to enjoy you.
Yeah. We didn't even give us a chance to enjoy Jamie Lynn Spears. She was 16. Two more years, we would have started paying attention.
Yeah. And now? Nah, nothing.
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 Now we got to look somewhere else.
They are building one hell of a hick family tree right there.
Oh, yeah. Love them, too. And they're millionaires. Love it.
God. It's like the fucking Beverly Hills. What was that show?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, that was it.
Hillbillies.
That's what they like.
All right, we'll take our first break. This is the Christmas show, lunaticradio.com show. Open phone lines. If you're in the chat room, the number's posted on the cam data. If you want to chime in and reflect about something that has happened over the last year on the lunaticradio.com show, please join us. Help us out. Do whatever you got to do. It's Kieran Rock, lunaticradio.com show. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back right after this. Diarrhea of the mouth. Here we go.
Merry Christmas from the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, dashing through the sand with a box strapped to my back. I have a nasty plan for Christmas in Iraq. I got through checkpoint A, but not through checkpoint B. That's when I got shot in the ass by the U.S. military. It's not funny! Mine blew up, you see. Where are all the virgins that Bin Laden promised me? Oh, jingle bombs, your soldiers shot me dead. The only thing that I have left is this towel upon my head. I used to be a man, but every time I cough, thanks to Uncle Sam, my nuts keep falling off. My bombing days are done. I need to find some work. Perhaps it would be much safer as a convenience store night clerk. Jingle bombs, I think I got screwed. Don't laugh at me because I'm dead or I kill you. I kill you! Merry Christmas! And that's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. There we go.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I'm pretty much banging the show. I'm dating this show. I can't date this show, Rock. It doesn't have a vagina.
Kieran McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace. So if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/lunaticradio. That's MySpace.com/lunaticradio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/lunaticradio.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
The fire of sunset rolls behind the earth. The clock is finally dead.
everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock chilling out. It's a Sunday schmooze on the radio program. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. It is actually beautiful in New York today. We love the weather in New York. We love doing pointless weather talk on the internet radio. It is a...
balmy.
It is balmy.
It was, yeah.
Balmy, 50 degrees today. Yeah.
Actually, my car thermometer read almost 59. Almost
59.
It was warm.
Yeah, warm today. It's freezing. Not Christmas weather.
No.
Word up.
I don't care. I want the summer back already.
Remember last week I was talking about how my sister was having a child, and I was going to be uncle and stuff like that. But it turns out that I'm going to be an uncle twice over, everybody.
That's right.
Dinner's Fat on? Kev. Everybody knows Fat Kev,
Fat
right?
Kev.
Fat Kev is going to have a kid.
That's right, Fat Kev. Going to have a little Fat Kev.
So not only is my older sister going to have a kid, Fat Kev's going to have a kid pretty much at the same time. Look at that.
Look at that. You're going to be surrounded. You're going to be a busy uncle.
This time next Christmas, I'm going to be all about the gift giving, I guess. I'm going to have a little... out of one of those two kids, one of them is going to be a shock jock. Come on.
I actually have audio from inside the womb.
Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Look at that. He's already...
Fat Kev Jr. from the womb. Play it again, Rock. Let me hear what he says. He's got good radio chops, I think.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
It's Fat Kev Jr. in the womb.
In the womb.
It's the womb.
Boy, are we going to go there one day?
Yes, we are. Let's do it now.
Oh, no!
Let's do it now.
All right. We really? All right, here we go. Whoa!
We're visiting Fat Kev Jr.
My game is fucking huge cock. It's so fucking good.
He's got radio chops just like his father.
Oh, his dad's got radio chops?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. His dad's got half a brain.
Yo, what's up,
Dip.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Fat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
He doesn't really say much. He's a baby.
He's a hack.
He's a hack.
Baby's a hack.
It's a two-line wonder.
All right, work on your fucking skills.
Come on, kid.
Fat Kev Jr. And we'll check out. We'll check you up. Check up on you in 9 months. In 6 months. I said. I almost said 6 months. Yeah. Microwave baby.
Oh, my God. Let's get out of here. I feel weird.
He looked good, though. He looked good. He looked pudgy, though.
Oh!
He looked a little pudgy. Fat Kev Jr., though.
Fat Kev Jr. likes Coors Lights.
Yeah, so I'm going to be an uncle twice over. I'm very happy about
good,
that,
man.
Too.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And not only did Fat Kev receive the gift that is child this week, but one of our listeners who works for the Coors Brewing Company... wants to send Fat Kev a little Coors Light gift package.
That is so awesome.
Because Kev's name is pretty much synonymous with Coors Light. Every time you hear Fat Kev, it's usually the fourth or fifth word from Kev is Coors Light.
Exactly.
Fourth and fifth word is Coors Light.
It's a given. Fat Kev equals Coors Lights.
Every time Kev comes on a show, he's always talking about Coors Light and how he's... And that is true, by the way. When we were at Fat Kev's wedding, Rock and I... The entire wedding party was drinking Coors Light.
It's fantastic.
Like, the only thing that was pretty much served at Kev's wedding was Coors Light. And it wasn't in a glass.
No.
Bottle. And you had to open up yourself. It was one of those things. It's very ghetto. But it's Coors Light. I think you can get Amstel Light, too. I think I got a couple of Amstels because I couldn't deal with the Coors Light. But one of our listeners, David out there in Colorado, who works for the Coors Brewing Company, wants to send Fat Kev a Coors Light gift package.
That is incredible.
Because Kev has been a proud supporter of the Coors Light. And that is no joke.
Yeah.
It's not some radio bit or whatever. He just
loves
that's all
them.
He drinks.
It's
Coors Light. He'll drink it warm.
Yeah.
he'll drink chamois, which back in college was, you know, somebody would drink like a half a Coors Light and leave it on a fucking table for a half hour. And you go by and just drink the rest. That's called a chamois.
That's disgusting.
I used to drink chamois.
God. What?
Broke in college. Dude, I gotta
but
do
I understand
to get
why
I
would drink half of it and then leave it. Why don't you just finish it?
It's like one of those things. You know, ever been at like a house party and you're really smashed and you drink like half a beer and just leave it on
sure,
the table?
Sure, that happens.
Because you're done with it?
Right.
Well,
oh.
For 2-3 hours later, somebody will come by and finish
just
that
finish
beer.
It. Oh, I see. Oh, so it isn't necessarily yours, just you'll finish the beer
right.
That's there.
No, it's warm. It's,
God, it's disgusting.
It's very dangerous doing chamois drinking.
I respect my beer too much.
Because it'd be
that.
Like spitting it. You never know. It's in a chamois beer.
Yeah, that wedding was lined with Coors Lights.
The
wedding limo had the little cans on the string coming out the back.
Yeah, it was all Coors Lights.
Coors lit up. I need another beer. Hold on.
All right.
Hold the fort for 2 seconds.
Rocket, what are you drinking today, by the way? What is Shipyard the show unofficially ale. Sponsored by? What?
Shipyard. Shipyard Pumpkin Ale.
Shipyard what? Pumpkin Ale?
Yes, sir. Pumpkin Ale. I love Pumpkin Ale.
You drink like the highbrow beers.
I am a highbrow beer drinker.
I go with the Heine Light. Keeps my figure good.
Straight out of Portland, Maine. Shout out Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Portland. Isn't that what Lady Dagger's from?
Well, we have Roger Clemens audio. You want to do that now?
Oh, all right. I got to get it. Hold on. It's my job.
Roger Clemens, as you all know, the big name brought up in the Mitchell Report. Everybody's saying he does steroids. He's been doing it for years. He's had a long... How many years has he been in the major leagues? 17?
Yeah, I was going to say 16,
something?
Somewhere in there. 16, 20. A number.
Guy's like 40-something years old. He's throwing the ball 95 miles an hour. Everybody's wondering why. And it comes out in the Mitchell Report that he's been doing steroids for years. And obviously now he's... you know, he's challenging those allegations, and good for Roger Clemens. Steps up like a big, powerful guy, faces a problem, and puts a fucking clip on YouTube.
There's your...
a taped fucking clip on YouTube, like we're supposed to believe this
bullshit.
Well,
you know, all right, this is the thing. All right, this is the thing. YouTube has a lot of...
Yeah, but still, it's not like he's holding a press conference, fielding questions off the cuff.
Right.
He's giving a fucking statement that he's probably reading off some sort of teleprompter, something that's calculated, whatever. Let's play the audio, see what he has to say. Here's Roger Clemens and his taped statement on YouTube.
I want to say thanks to my family, my friends, and people in the community here at home and really the fans around the country. I've been getting comforting emails and phone calls to my foundation from thousands of people, and it means a lot to me. Over the last 15 days or so, this has been extremely difficult for my family, my children, my extended family. I'm holding up better than they are. I'm almost numb to some of these suggestions that I would even use steroids. And it's
just ridiculous.
I'm going to go to the lengths that I'm going to go in to have to defend myself to do this. I faced this last year when the LA Times reported that I used steroids. I said it was not true then, and now the whole world knows it's not true. Now that that's come out.
Wait,
it surfaced again later.
Whoa, he didn't make sense right there.
Yeah, he doesn't. Has he ever made sense?
It didn't make sense. He just said, there was an article, printed in the LA Times saying that I did steroids, and now that the Mitchell Report has come out, now you know that that's untrue. Now what? It doesn't make sense what he just said. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm not really following.
No, I'm not following at all.
So he's just basically trying to weasel his way around.
Yeah, play some
who
more.
Who cares?
Just dumb jock.
Here now with this Mitchell Report,
logo.
And let me be clear, the answer is no. I did not use steroids, human growth hormone, and I've never done so. I did not provide Brian McNamee with any drugs to inject into my body. Brian McNamee did not inject steroids or human growth hormones into my body either when I played in Toronto for the Blue Jays or the New York Yankees. This report is simply not true.
Horseshit. It's horseshit.
After Christmas, I'm going to sit down with Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes.
Oh,
and I'll do and he'll ask me a ton of questions on this subject, and I'll answer
another taped
right there in front of
him.
And we'll do all this again. I'm angry about it, to be honest with you. It's hurtful to me and my family, And but we're coming upon Christmas now, and I have been blessed in my life. I've been blessed in my career, and I'm very thankful for those
blessings. No one cares about you being blessed in your career. We all know that you're a fucking had a Hall of Fame career. What this guy needs to do,
yes,
if he wants to legitly clear his name in the public eye at least,
okay,
is do a live something, live interview, press conference that's live.
Sure.
Field questions off the cuff. Yeah, that's what he's got to do to clear his name.
So you're saying
this?
What
he did on YouTube here, as it doesn't mean anything to anybody. Him coming out and saying he never did steroids means nothing.
It'll never happen, though. This is like politics, you know. You'll never get a legit live interview. It'll never happen.
You know, and that thing that he's going to do on 60 Minutes means nothing either because it's on tape.
Do you know how much it would screw up baseball? I mean, it would just be like this paradox if even one player is just complete, you know, well, not just one player, but a player of his magnitude is.
I don't think it's. No, I don't.
Think about all the games, you know, all the scenario. I mean, it completely destroys.
It's just an era of baseball that was shitty. It was great to watch.
Shitty baseball.
It was great to watch, but sure. It's tainted because everybody did roids. Everybody, dude, Roger Clemens is guilty.
Right.
Guilty. And I you know, it hasn't been absolutely proven yet, but you just look at it. I mean, look at Barry Bonds. It's the same type of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's fucking 40-something years old, winning Cy Youngs.
Would you rather them just make him legal, or would you like to see it completely removed? See, I would love to see it just legalized.
You know what I would like to see? Let the players use HGH. Mm. Not steroids.
But HGH to help the healing.
Yeah. Let them use that.
That's fine. All right.
That's fine with me.
But I want the 800-foot home runs. That'd be fun.
Who knows? Maybe they'll figure out a way to get HGH to give more strength and all that stuff. It'd be cool.
Be good times.
I loved watching Mark McGwire hit fucking home runs that left like stadiums.
So you were for then the steroids, the Jack steroids.
Well, I don't know if he did steroids. I don't know if Mark McGwire did steroids, but whatever he did was good. It was fun to watch him get on that stuff and hit bombs. Yeah. It was great.
He created a physique on him that was similar to Barry Bonds, where it just grew exponentially over the years, man.
The fact of the matter is, this means nothing. This little statement he did on YouTube means nothing. Mm-hmm. He's got to get out there. He's got to do some sort of live press conference or live radio interview or live TV discussion, maybe on the Today Show or some ESPN thing. And it's got to be live, and he... You know, it can't be calculated. It can't be like, oh, I want to see the questions you ask before I answer them. It can't be that. He's got to let the journalist, whoever's going to interview him, just shoot off the cuff. Right. Ask whatever questions they want, and he's got to answer them. Mm-hmm. That's what it's got to be. And then we get to judge as the public of whether or not he has done steroids or not.
So here's an hypothetical. What if he came out on this YouTube video and said, you know what? I did.
End of story.
I don't give a fuck.
End of story.
But then you're okay with him?
No, I'm not okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's you can't get rid of the records.
You're just so, you just believe so much that he fucking was hardcore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, if Andy Pettit came out a couple weeks ago and had an apology about doing human growth hormone. Andy Pettit trained with Roger Clemens for many years and he was the same trainer. Tell me that Roger didn't do
anything. But then how do you feel about him then, as a player of the Yankees? You being a Yankees fan, how do you feel then?
He wasn't a true Yankee.
Oh, stop.
I don't care. I mean, as far as the link between player and team, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Strawberry did coke.
Right. Good times.
One way to say, the Yankees franchise sucks because Strawberry did coke.
No, I didn't mean like that. Yeah, like it doesn't degrade the Yankees, but I mean, you know, of all those seasons that he was with the team, I mean, so do you not like him then? I mean, were you a fan of his?
No.
You were never a fan of his, so he wasn't.
I'm a fan of a team.
So what about Andy? So then what about.
Not a player.
Well, yeah, but
baseball's not like basketball where we just root for Kobe Bryant. Baseball is team oriented.
It is.
You root for a team. No, you don't care who plays on the team. You root for the team. The
yeah,
team
but sucks, this obviously affects your team's outcomes in a cheating way.
Hey, we won a fucking championship with Roger Clemens.
Jeez, so you'll take it however you can,
hell
basically.
Yeah. I can fuck. You did good by me.
See, at least the Mets, they suck when they win. You know.
At least the Mets do fucking. The Mets do the real drugs.
Yeah, really. And they light fireworks.
They do coke, crack, and marijuana.
Yeah, they don't cheat.
Yeah.
They do everything to slow them down.
They do shit that's worse than the team. Other than playing Flushing, Queens.
Hey, listen. New stadium next year.
Yeah, you think they build a new stadium in another fucking town.
Why would they do
they
that?
They build it right next to the fucking old stadium.
It's a good location. It's a very good transportation location. Shin.
Yeah. You got another shun in there? Like masturbate shun?
Good times.
On the team?
I should do that before they shut it down. I should jack off in the bathroom at Shea.
Well, tape it for the show. We got the recorder.
Yeah, we got our new recorder, audio recorder. Great.
Here's Audio Rocket mixing up a batch at Shea Stadium.
That'd be great.
Go Mets!
Oh man, that would be good times.
What are we talking about?
Are you going to try to get something from Yankee Stadium when they close it down? Speaking of the teams, because they're these are the last seasons of both the Yankee Stadium and Shea Stadium as we know it.
Right, the last season coming up, right?
Yeah, this is going to be the last season coming up.
Am I going to try to get something from Yankee Stadium?
I'm going to try to steal something. I don't know what.
I'm at least going to go try to see a game, I think. I don't think I'm going to. I don't really. I'm not one of those, like, memorabilia guys.
I'm very nostalgic.
Are you?
I am.
Can you be nostalgic about the Mets?
Yeah, why not? They're closing down. They're destroying the stadium. It's never going to be there ever again. Shea Stadium, the neon lights. That is on Shea Stadium.
It's like pretty much shutting down a Walmart. It's pretty. It's like the same thing.
It's not shutting down a Walmart. 86 Mets.
You know what
Beatles.
You should get?
Jets.
Because on the outside of Shea Stadium, if you've never seen Shea Stadium before, it's electric blue. Yeah, the whole stadium.
It's a very
painted
very
electric
stylish.
Blue. And they have these neon signs of like baseball players.
Yeah.
We should get that.
I want some of the neon signs.
Get a neon sign and throw it up on the side of your apartment.
That would be great. Oh my goodness. That would be the greatest moment ever.
Just that baseball picture.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
No, Heidi Shea is not shitty. It's a monument.
Yeah. So we open up the phone lines. I see the lines are lighting
exploding.
Up. Exploding up. Exploding. People want to join us for the LunaticRadio.com Christmas show.
So happy about the year winding down with Lunatic Radio. They have so much to talk about.
And if you're listening live, Rocket, if on our camera, because yes. There's a camera on the radio program. You see Rock and I do it a radio show as we do it.
Yes.
Rocket has like little big bulbs and stuff in the camera.
Little big bulbs?
It's like a little graphic thing. He's got the LunaticRadio.com show. It looks very festive on the camera.
It's all
little
about
graphics.
I'm trying to be festive.
Yeah. It's cool. All right. So we're going to take a break, everybody, I think.
And we're going to try that?
We're going to try to take a break. And we'll come back and we'll continue the LunaticRadio.com Christmas show. Rock and I are getting hammered.
Yeah, come on, join in.
So I hope you people are drinking along as you listen to the radio program. It's Kieran Rock, LunaticRadio.com show back right after this.
Lunatic Radio, this is Josh Gogan calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And if you're not going to get everything that you want, I don't care. If you're one of those guys and you're out there shopping for a gift for your girlfriend and you don't know what to get her and you've been dating for less than a year, relax. Don't get her anything special. All she's going to get you is one of those stupid Our First Christmas ornaments. I've got like 3 of those at least. They're useless. Anyway, Merry Christmas. LunaticRadio.com. Peace.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. Milk! No! More!
206-202-5666, everybody hit us up.
Or don't.
Yeah, or don't. Pretty much covered everything we're going to do in a show today.
That's about it. Now we're just going to relax and enjoy the sound.
Enjoy the sounds of reflection. Oh, we had a lot of things that happened this year, right?
Not really.
Ups and downs. We actually went through it before the show today. And all the bits and everything that we pretty much did on the show. And we got to about July, and I was like, Rock, go back, because we need more shit. I was like, we had three items listed that were, like, relevant. Hello, who's this?
This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm relaxing now. I have no more studying or papers to write, so I'm a free woman, can do things like normal people do.
That's right. You graduated from college.
Congratulations.
My life is my own. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? Nothing but masturbation?
What the hell?
Pretty much it. You know, assisted by the excellent posts on the Lunatic Radio message board. that little Christmas dance that you posted, Karen.
Yes.
Christmas dance?
Yeah, there was some, there was some hooa dressed up in Santa gear fucking doing a little strippe.
No way! Was that a smut?
Probably the nicest hiney I've ever seen.
Oh my God. She, the girl had a nice hiney. Right there.
It was all shiny. It had like oil on it.
There are so many fucking hot chicks out there for us to just masturbate to. It's great.
Thank God.
It really is.
I want to see her.
It really is a great thing, Heidi.
Wonderful.
So you're all graduated, and what are you doing for the holidays, Heidi?
Well, graduated. What are you doing for the holidays? Let's see. Well, you know, I will be driving into Queens for Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Spend some time with Chaos Chris. And, you know, exchange some gifts. Then, you know, my family will be doing a Christmas dinner. I've got cousins up the street. We'll be hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else? Day after Christmas, going to the Ranger game.
Oh,
hockey.
Boo!
You and who else? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, it sounds like you got a good holiday going on.
You know, nothing too exciting, but family stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you remember from this past year of lunaticradio.com-ness?
Past year.
I got one right on my mind.
One on my mind, too. It's probably the same thing.
That involves Heidi.
Yes.
Well, probably my phone sex with Haley Young would be my most memorable moment. Having a big, fat orgasm in your studio.
That's the one I was thinking of, Heidi.
That was the greatest moment
ever. Swirling my panties right there.
Might have audio of that.
Great. Let's make her feel awkward. That's what we do.
I might have that. Hold on.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. Tony B in the chat room is bringing up my pant shitting story also. That's definitely another great memory.
That was classic.
That was an excellent story. It's funny. Heidi gave us the extremes. She could give us the sexy stories and the disgusting stories.
And winning the peeing contest.
That's right. Well, we didn't have the gender.
Co-ed.
Yeah, the co-ed match. But as far as the females go, you won. And
I did.
Mightily.
Hold on. Here's audio. Here we go.
Haley, hold on one sec.
I'll play it once it gets up to the point. Oh. Yeah. You and Haley Young having phone sex was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Has she contacted you since?
No.
No,
she has not. No, but you know, I was touched by the fact that when she called in again, she said, "Is Heidi there?" So that was kind of cool.
There you go.
You know what? I got to do for you, Heidi, as a Christmas gift. I got to give you the secret passcodes to Naughty America.
Yes, you do. Yes,
get on the list.
Because guess who's on the Naughty America now?
Oh, Haley Young.
Yeah,
that's right.
I really gained an appreciation for internet pornography in the last year, too, more than ever before in my life.
I agree.
She really doesn't look that good. She's really not that hot of a girl, actually.
Well, no, I get it. She's still a porn star, though.
Yeah, I know. She's frisky, and that's what we like, right?
Willing. That's important.
Oh, here you are. Here we go.
Yes.
Here's Haley Young having phone sex.
Okay.
Just take finger
in your. Yeah. Oh, God, it's soaking wet.
With your other hand.
There you go.
A little taste.
A little taste for the people.
Yeah.
Well, Heidi, we wish you a happy New Year and Christmas.
Likewise.
And hopefully we'll see you more often on the lunaticradio.com show, co-hosting.
I hope so. What's today? The 23rd? I think we will be doing the Chaos Radio show on December 28th. We're going to have a big comeback for the Chaos Radio show featuring Heidi and Rodian and Chaos Chris.
Really?
Look at this!
Yes, back on 8 p.m. Friday nights, Cringe Humor Radio. You can once again join in the chaos and my stupid sexy stories.
All right. We'll look forward to it, Heidi.
Yeah. Happy holidays to you guys, and I love you both.
Take care, baby.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
There's Heidi, everybody, from the Chaos Radio program.
For all those curious, the April 16th show of this year, that was the show where she worked her magic, did her thing.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Taking a look back on some of the things that we did on the LunaticRadio.com show over the year 2007, some of the accomplishments we've had, and just bits that stick out in our mind, I guess. Well, Race Car Johnny wearing a T-shirt live on television.
Well, not just any T-shirt, Kieran.
The LunaticRadio.com T-shirt.
Yes, that's the important part of it all.
And that was a big thing for us. Shanghai Lee, drunk calls from China.
That was awesome. We got that was our first
Shanghai Lee.
Shanghai Lee in Shanghai, China.
Kieran Rocket. Yeah, getting a drunk call from China. And that guy, Shanghai Lee, stuck around. I haven't heard from him in a while, but he stuck around for about 4 months.
Yeah, man.
He was doing drunk dials, you know, on the drunk call hotline. For about 4 months, it was pretty cool.
He must have, like, got his phone bills.
Yeah, he was going, ah, fuck this, I can't do this anymore.
These fucking guys!
We actually had a live phone call from South Korea.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty wild.
There's a lot of delay on that one, but...
Still.
It was a phone call from a listener in South Korea live on the radio program. I believe that was, like, in the summertime. Having a porn star in studio, that was pretty cool.
That's right, the world famous Kate Frost.
Kate Frost, Rock is still smitten, right?
I'm a bitch.
How can you not be, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, because she was there and, you know, we text.
Smoking in studio.
Oh, man, yeah.
She was really hot.
She's disappeared on me. She just dropped me.
Like, you see her on the porno and she's, you know, you're like, eh. Whatever. She's just a typical... But when you see her in person...
Wow.
You're like, God damn, you're hot.
It's legit. All that stuff on your body is all real right there in front of me.
We had Rory Karf teabag his wife live on the air. That was pretty
That's
cool.
That's right. That was a good...
That made the demo.
I wonder how they're doing. We haven't heard from them in a while.
And divorced, not... Who knows?
Divorced, not... Well, let's not hope for the divorce. That would be... Not nice. I wonder,
program. And Rory is a guy who, he's a comedian. He's friends with, Josh Gogan. Another funny comedian.
That's not it. Whatever.
So Rory teabagged his wife. That was funny. Everybody's heard that, right?
Yeah.
The, Dr. Rocket segment was introduced.
That's right. That was introduced this year.
Of course, we had, Bar Night 3 in NYC at the, Ginger Man Pub.
Bar Night. Bar Night!
Was it the Ginger Man Pub?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember
Ginger
that
Man
night.
Pub with a lot of beers.
I remember that fucking night. That's the night I walked home at 4:30 morning in the rain, all depressed, got lost, trying to get back to the Rockets place.
And you wound up in your fucking truck, just like...
I wound up sleeping in my car. God, what an awful
Somebody
night that was.
Could have came in!
Then we had Bar Night 4, which is cool. That was at the Chalet. That was during the summer. That went off pretty well.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
A lot of parties at the bar, and then there was like a party afterwards.
Before and after party.
After party was kind of wicked. I'll put wicked. We'll just tip it wicked on that one.
Now, was that the party that Josh, you got nothing else to do? Was that that was the party from the intro?
That's when I made out with some chick outside the, my car, and Josh had nothing else to do than look at me making out some. I didn't even know what that chick looked like. Actually, I do when I looked at her when I was sober. And I was like, I made out with a dude named Lou, pretty much. Let's see. Heidi and Haley Young had phone sex. We just mentioned that. LR listener at the U.S. Open.
That's
yelling,
right.
Yelling Laguna Beach at the 16th hole, I believe, at the U.S. Open, the Golf U.S. Open.
That's what we do.
Every time somebody made a birdie or something, I guess this guy would yell, Laguna Beach! That was one big thing, I guess, for the radio program. The new Media Expo out in California.
That's right. That was huge.
That was huge.
Live remote broadcast.
Rock and I flew out to California courtesy of the guys at U Broadcast and TPX Radio. They set us up with a live, equipment with the broadcasting equipment so we could do our show from the expo.
Right.
Turned out great. It was a lot of fun. Oh, my God. My brother flew up for it from Phoenix, and the guy, I don't know how he got home. It turns out when my brother actually got back to Phoenix, he was incognito for like 4 days. Like, he couldn't leave his bedroom because he was so hungover from the 4 days. It was just a drinking experience.
Fat Kev had a good weekend.
That's the thing about Rock and I was like, I don't know if we're going to change if we ever do actually get a radio gig and we're actually paid like contracts and paid to do the radio program. I don't know if we'll be more responsible.
No, we can't be. That would lose our little our thing. That's what we are.
Yeah, no, but I mean, if you're a fan of the show and we ever do, like, from here on out, ever do, like, a live thing, like going to California to do a live gig or going to Manhattan in New York here to do a live thing, I would suggest coming out and chilling out with us because it's pretty much, it's a radio broadcast, but it's more of a drink fest.
It's a drink binge, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun because you drink and you talk to people listening. I mean, there's lots of people listening, and it's like a whole big party thing. It's weird.
10 o'clock in the morning, we were drinking beer out of coffee cups because we couldn't sneak it into the expo. No. I mean, come on!
We're 30. What are you?
28.
You're 28. I'm 31. We're still kids. We're still kids tailgating at that college football game. We're still kids. And we'll always be that way, I think. As long as we do this radio program.
It was so disgusting drinking Coors Light at like 10 o'clock. In the morning, so after we did a night of drinking.
The New Media Expo, we did that. That was great, man, this year. And thanks to Ray at TPX Radio and Jen from the Sports Buffet for the hospitality. And obviously, the guys at U Broadcast were great.
Unbelievable.
We had the Radio Wars with Chaos Radio, which
we won.
Dominated.
Dominated. It wasn't even a show up. They didn't even show up.
It was like fucking Florida playing fucking Chubb University. We fucking dominated and we ended the school.
Look, they're not even around right now.
They're not even existing anymore.
God, we destroyed.
We put Chaos Radio into retirement. That's how good we beat them up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I see you smiling there on the webcam, Heidi. Yeah, come back December 28th. You'll see what happens.
Oh, these remind us. Trina at the expo. Hello.
Yeah, Trina Michaels. She's on the list. Trina Michaels, who joined us at the New Media Expo, who traveled out, actually flew down from San Francisco and drove out from L.A. to join us at the expo. That was great, dude. She's smoking. I got to kiss her boobies.
That's right.
And her on the lips,
you
too.
You did.
What do I like more? I think I like the lips more.
Good.
Nice. So we had the radio war with Chaos Radio, peeing contest.
Oh, that's right. Heidi won this year. And Simon won.
Was Simon, which was great. He, what, a minute 31 he won?
Yeah, fucking horse. What was me? What did I do, 2 seconds?
Yeah, the Say Anything Smitty bit. Yeah, that was earlier in the year. Let's not go into that. Yeah.
But there's video.
Well, there's video on YouTube if you want to check that out. That was in one of my heartbroken months. Go check it out, people.
Yeah, it's good times.
It was fun. Learned a lot from that, though. And kudos to Pam B for letting us raid her house at 1 o'clock in the morning, wherever that was. Fat Kev gets married. That was another thing.
Huge.
That was a big. Was that a radio thing, though?
Well, we talked about it. Well, yeah, because I don't know. Kev's like kind of part of the show. Why not?
And finally, radio war with the country of China. That's pretty much all we had.
That's all we did.
We did how many shows this year? 52?
Yeah, that's how. Well, no, 51 because we're not doing one. We're not doing a show next.
We did 51 shows, and we came up with like maybe 14 things that were good.
What happened all the rest of the week? What did we do the rest of the year?
I think what we're doing now, Rock, just filling. All right, so there you go. Those are the bits. So what we want you guys to do, if you remember something that we didn't haven't mentioned or something that we have and you want to bring it up, call in. Yeah. We got open phone lines here on the lunaticradio.com show. It's the Christmas show. Rock and I are really drunk right now as we're doing a radio program, and which is fine because it makes the hours fly by.
Yeah, you someone call I mean? It. Someone we just call it.
At this point, Rock and I don't care if we're entertaining or not.
LR was better in 2003. I agree.
Was it better in 2003?
What did we do in 2003?
I don't remember 2003. Who said that?
An anonymous person in the Ustream chat room.
Is that Ronnie Beans?
Oh, it's Mad Beat.
Oh, Mad Beat.
It was better. What did we do in 2003?
Well, Ronnie Beans was on the show. That's the only, that's the only thing I remember.
I gotta go to the website and see what was on it.
What did we do in 2003? We did nothing other than Ronnie Beans being on the program. What are they saying? Ronnie's good?
Maybe. Let's see. Let's go to the vault. Where is it? The vault. 2003. What did we do in 2003? Nikki DeBone's Psychic Network.
We did that in 2003.
Yeah, that's what I have it there is. In the vault. If you go to lunaticradio.com and then go to the website in the vault. State of the Streak.
Right.
We did a bra size game. We did many of those.
Well, my father's New Year's. That was a good bit. The Christmas shop. There's like nothing listening in the vault.
Dead celebrities. What was the dead celebrities thing?
Oh, we went around the board and named celebrities that should be dead.
Masturbating Cat. We did that year. I don't know. He just gave me the look like...
Brock, that was a two-minute bit. What a fucking reference, a two-minute bit from a whole year of broadcasting.
That was a good year. You know what's funny, though? 2004 only did two things.
I would say, to look back on the... How many years have we been doing this? 8 years. I think we just had our eighth year anniversary. To look back, the best year that was LunaticRadio.com show, I gotta say, was not this year, the year before.
2006.
2006 was the best.
Was a big year. Why?
Well, it's just my personal opinion.
But what happened in 2006? They're like, yeah, that's a big year. We did our first live broadcast.
You know what
year.
It was? It was a gradual climb. Like, we went from shitty to, like, semi-shitty.
You're right.
This year, we just kind of stayed the same.
Our best numbers were in 2006.
And there was periods of this year where I didn't even want to do the show anymore because I was tormented. And it was all brought upon myself. I'll take full credit for it, but... Brock was like my therapist half the year.
Hey, look, at least I must have done a pretty decent job. You're still here.
I'm still here doing a show.
Jeez.
All right, so we'll do another
break. No one has anything to say. Oh, you know, maybe the phone lines are just jammed.
I want Deej to call in because Deej is an Uber listener.
Yeah. That's what we have to do. We just got to start telling people.
Tony, you call in too because I want to hear from your racist
faggots.
Why are people being faggots?
You got nothing else to do. You're listening to an internet radio show on a Sunday evening.
It is December 23rd, everybody. 2 days before Christmas. Rock and I chilling out, drinking. Rock's got Heineken Light. No, Rock's got something else. I got Heineken Light.
Shipyard.
We're drinking, hanging out. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Please join us. Call in if you're listening live, and we'll be back right after this.
Send all pals, send all pals, send all hard away. All upon it, your eyes are my heart, I'll say.
Donnie, wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
No, you fucking retard.
I call me a retard. I'm on present special.
Donnie, just wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tell them who you are.
My name is Anthony Zampani, and I'm here to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Give me the mic. Nick DeBone says Merry Christmas. Do they know
it's Christmas time at all? It's LunaticRadio.com.
It is the Christmas season. It's 5 days. How many more days left till Christmas?
Five.
And Junior and I on the LunaticRadio.com show have yet to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, we're going
to
do that this week, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Junior and I are going to get all bundled up, head on out on Wednesday morning.
Why are you going to put a gay spin on it?
Because it's gay.
It is gay.
Because we're going shopping together.
It is gay. Well, that's quick because we shop the same way. We're like, yeah. Dude, I look at a sweater. I'm like, yeah, that'll look good on my mom. Does it fit her? Who gives a We'll just go and get it. I don't care. You're just a person. Sorry.
So we're going to get all bundled up and we're going to hop in the vehicle, grab some cup of joe on the way out. Go to the outlets where there's going to be complaining kids that we want to shoot.
Oh, you're going to see a side of me you've never seen.
Oh, I thought I had two Kenny G clips. What the hell's going on?
When I punt this little kid across the store.
Ah, here we go. This is better. Are you ready? Don't you love Christmas, Junior?
No, I freaking hate it.
Nestle by the fire.
Shut up!
With your father.
My father, yeah.
Get together with the family again. Your brother kicks the crap out of you.
We already had Christmas.
Christmas is over.
Don't you find it a burden?
Christmas?
Yeah.
I find nothing a burden around the holiday season.
Who are you right now?
Kylie. My alter ego. I'm going to get together with my partner, Steph, for the holiday season. I'm going to bend him over the fire and give him a little Jack Frost up the
Oh, God. God, I hope my family's listening to this.
Kylie loves the Christmas season. You never know. You might be going shopping with Kylie on Wednesday morning.
If Kylie wakes up Wednesday, shop on your own. You can just call me and be like, nah. Dude, it's Kylie. I'm not coming. Because if I come, I'm going to...
Oh, Kylie will be coming. Come Christmas time.
You're a friggin' faggot.
My present to my boyfriend, Steph. From Hoboken. Yeah. I got him some Magnum condoms. He's got a real big one.
This is seriously scaring me right now.
You know what it is?
I'm getting like icky, like I feel dirty.
Oh, the sounds of the holiday season. As Kylie and Steph nestle together by the fire with some eggnog.
While they rock the bowls.
Oh, how I love Kenny G. That's one faggot I like to bang.
You'd like to blow his flute? This kid has friggin' lost his mind right now. This kid is a complete friggin' psycho. You have completely lost your mind.
I'm kidding. Come on, I'm just doing a little wacky bit.
I think that roast seriously effed up your head.
Well, what can he do when he'd be called gay for an hour?
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah. What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show chilling out. Cure Rock in studio. Emails at the show. LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Open phone lines all show. Wow, they're really ringing off the hook.
It's fucking miserable.
You gotta field the calls.
No one listens anymore. Nobody bothers.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's the Christmas weekend. I mean, to be honest with you people, I mean, a lot of people listen on the podcast, I'm going to have you, but when we do the live show, not many people listen. You just can't be locked at a computer at a certain time, especially at 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. You know what I mean? Half the time we have technical problems, so shit falls apart. But, yeah, open phone lines. If you're listening live in the chat room, Rocket has the number there.
Gonna keep trying, huh?
Post it up on the cam data so you can call in, talk about whatever.
5 p.m. is an awkward... Oh, here comes a call. Oh, and it says from England. I wonder who this could be.
Get the fuck out of here. England?
Yeah, London, England. What? The UK? Hello?
Hey, it's Scotsman.
Hey! Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, fucker.
Scotsman, what's
up? I love
him. How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing, boys?
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Yankees.
Yeah. Why are we all Yankees?
No, why can we be Mets?
No, you're all Yankees. You're all North Americans.
Oh.
See?
I see.
What's up, Scotsman? How you doing? You've been a long-time listener of the radio program. This is the first time we've had a chance to speak, so what's going on?
Not much. I'm just enjoying my time off work.
Yeah.
Look at you.
What time is it there?
Yeah.
It's midnight.
Wow.
Shouldn't you be out banging whores?
Sunday. It's the God's Day.
Oh, you don't do that. See?
You know what I love about English people and Scottish people and all that? Scottish people? no matter what you are, you could be like a bum or a businessman. You sound the same. You could be the owner of a Fortune 500 company or a guy that lives in a box on the street.
It's true.
And you sound the same.
Same exact accent.
It's because we're all drunk.
Good point.
That's true. He's got a good point there.
Hey, so you guys have Christmas over there?
So how do you celebrate Christmas over there?
What do you do?
We get drunk.
I like it.
So how do you celebrate Tuesday?
We get drunk. Pretty much, go. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
He gets the joke.
Every day's a drunken day.
I like it. What's your beer of choice, Scotsman? Being a Scottishman that you are, beer is a very important part of your daily life. What's your beer of choice?
Tonight I am drinking Budweiser, King of Beers.
Get
out of here. You're not a Scotsman.
You're ridiculous. You're fired.
Are you calling us from fucking Jersey?
it's an honor of the show tonight.
What the hell? Why are you drinking Budweiser?
I didn't even know they imported that crap over there.
What a waste.
Well, we make it here, though.
Honestly, we make
our own version.
It's probably a lot better than the American version of Budweiser. I
yellow
imagine.
Water is what we have.
We have piss. What does it taste like?
It tastes of nothing, pretty much.
See, I don't get that.
Oh, it's very, very bland.
So you're just kind of like having a light night of drinking. You're not really.
Well, yeah, you can't really taste it, by the way. It just goes down like orange juice.
Just tastes like orange juice.
So you can drink 10 balls and not feel the effects.
Right. Wow.
What's the big this is cool talking to somebody from across the pond.
It is.
What is the big like pop culture item? What is the big story over there?
Well, the Queen's just announced she's going to do a YouTube broadcast.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this fag shit. What? She's going to have her own YouTube channel, and she's going to like post like a whole bunch of old videos and maybe more recent videos of her and her whatever, her gallivanting days and whatnot. I don't know. It's going to be nonsense. The point is she's going to be on goddamn YouTube.
I don't know. She's like 85.
Yeah. But she's going to put like old videos on there, too, like one of her first televised broadcasts. So there'll be some historical videos on there, too.
It's not going to be the videos you like, Scotsman, when the girls like defecate on each other. It's not going to be one of those.
Have you seen my new venture on the smut section?
Yeah. I haven't seen
The Soulja Boy remix. Oh.
No, this is Soulja Boy remix.
That's a tasteful video, that one.
Scotsman, if you don't know, if you're a listener of the program, Scotsman's the guy who goes on the lunaticradio.com message board and posts pretty much the most horrible videos ever.
Vile nonsense.
He does every once in a while post a nice porno for everybody to watch, which is nice. And I thank you for that, Scotsman, the time it takes for you to go search that out. But you post some shit that just I can't even watch. Like, I'll look at the title of the post and it'll say, like, chick eating crap. And I'll be like, nope, can't watch that one.
Oh, you should go and see the Soulja Boy one. That would make your year. That would really make the year.
I'm afraid to look. Should we open it up?
Is there a Scots Miss?
No, Scotsman is a young, free single man.
Are you
for any American ladies?
Who might like shit?
Well, as long as they're getting shat on. Yeah. Wait,
do the Scottish women have big calves or something? What's wrong with the Scottish women? Why aren't you out there?
I am out there. I'm just not attached.
Oh, wow. He's got the Kier McCann syndrome, sounds like.
We should hang out, Scotsman. We'll make our own Braveheart movie.
What?
But we just raid chicks.
Yeah, as long as I can wear a kilt for nice easy access.
Yes, I'll wear a kilt too.
Oh, that's right. We should also note that Scott's hooked us up with the Two Girls One Cup to the Dane Cook music.
Oh yes, congratulations! By the way,
that was a nice tasteful video.
It was, sir, and I appreciate that. Is there anything over the past year of this shitty show that you remember that comes to your mind?
Actually, I got a fondness in my heart for the Monkey Boy dance from the bar night.
Great, something that wasn't even on the radio.
It was a video. But
I
still.
Did the Monkey Boy dance, yes, at the last bar night.
That was the most memorable moment to even happen on the show.
Well, Scotsman, yeah. I'll be doing that tonight, sir.
Oh!
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. This time with my bag out and I'll be jacking my hammer. For Rocket. It's just for Rocket.
Thank you.
For Rocket. Yeah. Watch your eyes, Rocket. Watch your eyes.
I know. That's right. Goggles. Goggles, sir. Safety first.
Yeah, goggles. Yeah.
All right, Scott. I know this phone call is probably costing you a fortune, so we'll let you go, man. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, boys. See you later.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
There's Scotsman,
wow.
Everybody, from across the pond there.
The one and only.
Yeah. He's a good guy, Scotsman. He's a wicked, evil motherfucker.
He loves the shit porn.
I just said he was a good boy and a wicked, evil motherfucker in the same sentence, but he is, man. He loves the porno.
I love it. As soon as we get someone to call in, then all of a sudden everyone starts calling in at the same time.
People calling in now?
Well, no, they were. I couldn't take it in. Cause
well, if you're calling in, try again.
Yeah, there was someone who called in.
Phone lines are jammed up.
Yeah. Okay.
Call in.
Yeah. We're here.
We are drinking, having fun on the lunaticradio.com show. Let me reset the radio program.
Here we go.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Deej.
Hey, Deej. Yo. From Colorado. What's up, man?
Not much.
How are you, fella? happy Merry Christmas, whatever it is.
Merry Christmas to you too, Uncle Kieran.
Thank you, Deej.
Whatever it is.
Deej, we met you out in, out in California, and you were a really cool dude,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
You're Uber
that
fan.
That was the highlight of my year, was the expo.
Was it?
My life is lame.
Honestly, dude, that was a pretty goddamn solid weekend.
Now, Deej, you're a happening guy. You're a really nice fellow. You're big, you're tall, you know, you're a strapping lad. Well, why aren't you getting out there hanging out with the chicks?
Why are you on this with our listeners? You're fucking amazing.
I want my listeners to have sex.
What are you doing, man?
Karen, are you hitting on me?
Deej, you want me to fuck you in the ass? I'll do it.
No, you stay in New York. I'm going to stay out here in Colorado.
He'll take care of his listeners. See, what show takes care of his listeners like we do?
I'll show you some Rocky Mountains on your chin.
Oh, holla!
On the chin, dude.
All right there.
Whatever, I hit the...
Thunder!
It's Quiet Storm. How you doing, Deej?
Good. How about you guys? You guys ready for a nice week off?
Yeah, actually, I am so waiting for this week off.
Wow.
Week off from the radio program to reevaluate the show and fire Rocket. And,
what?
No, I'm
Wait
sorry.
A minute.
I was going to fire myself. I misspoke right there. And to get the creative juices flowing again. That'd be good.
So are you going to get drunk and run on the field at the Fiesta Bowl, Karen?
Deej, it's a good thing that you brought that up. I will be at the Fiesta Bowl. Brock, should I bring that thing? I'll ask you about that after the show. And I'm also going
to
the...
Kieran, you can run around saying Rich Rodriguez is a fucking cunt.
God, Deej, what the fuck's up with Rich Rodriguez, dude?
Hey, Larry Bowe put it best. He's a cunt. He's a fucking cunt.
He
is. Oh, look at him!
He leaves West Virginia to go to fucking Michigan. It turns out that like he had bad blood with the administrators at West Virginia, so that kind of led to him leaving West Virginia. But still, I mean, you don't just fucking pack your bags and leave like out of nowhere, and pretty much leave those kids hanging. It's different when you're coaching in the NFL, because the NFL is a business. Right. But when you're in college football, you got kids who have come to that school, who have committed to that school for 4 years.
Agreed.
Based on the coach, because the coach came and sold the program to you. Rich Rodriguez pretty much was like, you know what? Fuck that shit I said in the past. I'm out of here because I got a better job.
Money makes me happy. So later, kids. Sorry about your whole future and all that nonsense.
So I mean, that
did
shit.
Did you read the rumor I posted on the message board about the next Michigan West Virginia trade?
What is that about?
West Virginia's getting two janitors and a teacher's assistant, while Michigan's getting three PhD professors and 15 drunk co-eds.
Yeah, right.
Good deal.
You know, those Michigan motherfuckers tried to get our soccer coach, too.
Who gives a fuck about soccer?
I know, pretty much. But, I mean, still, it's like they're raiding West Virginia. Like, West Virginia's like their minor league team, and they're just raiding the fucking school for coaches and whatever, It's retarded, Deej, and I'm very upset.
I know you are, Karen. I've talked to you on MySpace about it numerous times.
I know. Me and Deej just go back and forth about this shit. It's horrible. So, Deej, is there anything from this past year you can talk about anything that has that you remember about the LunaticRadio.com show? Because Rock and I clearly can't remember anything.
Yeah, we really have no idea what happened.
There's no high points for
Blurs.
Us.
I gotta say, the times Roxy DeVille was on the show.
Yes.
Yes, porn star Roxy DeVille. She was quite entertaining, right?
Unbelievable. She was great interviews, man.
Yeah.
For a porn
talking
star,
you guys were making fun of her dead dog.
I remember those. She was a good chick, man. Yeah. Roxy DeVille. Well, I hope to see her this coming year in 2008. Ooh,
in person?
In Las Vegas, maybe. In
Dude,
August.
I just want
to
touch
get her to be part of your Naughty America Lunatic Radio bit.
We're still working on that with Jenny Blowjob. Trying to figure out how that will happen.
Roxy DeVille. Ugh.
Rock and I are still trying to cast a Naughty America scene for... and we want Roxy DeVille to be in there.
Hell yeah.
Kirk Lockwood, maybe somebody else.
Can we get Kate? Can we get Kate?
Kate Frost? We can nominate
Trina?
Her.
Get them all.
Trina Michaels.
Have a fucking orgy.
That'd be great.
That's a nasty orgy.
You bring up a good point, fucking Deej.
I also got to mention, throw out my brackets of booty DVD I sent you guys.
Yes!
That's right!
Yes! Still have yet to look at that, but yes, we do have it.
Yes. Still have yet
and
to
look. The 64 team bracket will be happening this season.
Oh, man. Oh,
all right, so we're going to bring back the bracket of booty.
Booty!
And it'll be sponsored by Deej.
I'm just going to need help from all the listeners. I can't figure out 64 different porn stars.
Well, if you can get help from the listeners, then God bless you.
We should do the bracket of booty.
Yeah, year, I like yeah. that we did it the last time where we kind of picked the girls and lined them up with a team and then let the teams split themselves out.
Yeah, we'll do that. Cool, we'll do that, and maybe we'll do all porn stars this year. Fuck the pop culture chicks.
Yeah, fuck them.
I mean, who cares about fucking Jennifer Love Hewitt anymore? Does anybody care? No.
Yeah, but...
All right, did you bring up a good fucking bit for the 2008?
Let's do a show prep.
We'll do the brackets of booty again, but we'll do it all porn stars this time.
I think it works better on the radio show if it's just porn stars.
Yeah, especially this radio program. All right, Deej, man, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, man.
No problem. I will see you guys in Vegas at the next expo.
All right, definitely.
Like
dude. We'll be having
Gumption.
Some fun. Yo, bring your cocaine.
Yeah.
Bring your cocaine.
Bring your phone so we can get the sports scores.
Yeah, I'll bring my cell phone for Rocket sports scores so we can see the Mets lose again.
All right, Deej. Merry Christmas. Take care of yourself.
Take care, man.
Later, you guys.
All right, there's Deej, everybody,
good
from
guy.
Colorado. He's a good guy. We met him out at the expo. He's really cool. Yeah, so, Roxy DeVille was pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
having her on the program.
I want people, just keep calling people. Stop being faggots.
Yeah, just keep calling,
dude.
What
the fuck?
Talk about anything.
God damn
it. Any question is...
I'm Sean, yeah, but I put my face on a video cam in a webcam chat room because I'm cool, but I can't call. We're not making fun of everyone today. Let's call. why don't Horseshoe Crab Kid call in? Your boy.
Who,
absent.
Absent?
Yeah, why isn't he calling?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
It's Roxy DeVille.
Okay.
Program last week, and she was talking about how her dog died.
Right. How's the dog doing?
You're not going to fucking open that can of worms again, are you?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have, like, audio of how he died.
Oh!
Actually, I'll just play that for the people. This is how Roxy's dog died, everybody.
Well.
Hello, who's this? This is Roxy DeVille. Hello, who's this?
This is Absent, and I'm playing with my horseshoe crab. How you guys doing?
Well, that's weird, because we're looking on you on webcam, and you don't have a phone anywhere near you.
No shit, that's because I'm fucking too scared to call, and that's a fake fucking video of me. That's not even the real me in there.
That's Mad Beach.
What's up, man? How's it going?
How's it going, son?
Don't give it away, you bastard!
Well, we were looking at Absent on the camera, and he was nowhere near a phone.
Yeah, I know.
How are you, sir?
I always tell Absent I'm going to do that shit to him one day and fucking call and pretend I'm him, but... Hey, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, hanging out.
We picked up that...
What the fuck is going on? Your listeners aren't calling in. What the hell's wrong with
all
these
people?
That's
my point. Tell our listeners off, man. Tell them how fucking lame they are.
They're all frayed scared.
What the fucking assholes? Every single last one of you. Fuck all of you. I'm just kidding. I love all your listeners. I can't hate on anyone like that, but...
Well, Merry Christmas, Mad Beat.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Hey, do you have any moments that you remember from this year that were of any interest?
No, I pretty much try to forget when it comes to your show.
Exactly. That's waiting for that one. Set that one up.
Thanks, Mad Beast.
I love it. It's great.
No, I'm kidding.
He's a good man.
Hey, man, you know, there's been a lot of good moments from the show this year.
Really? Because I can't remember any.
I can't remember. I just know there've been a lot of good moments, a lot of fun times.
Has there been anything from the show that you masturbated to?
Wow. That's kind of hard because I'm masturbating like right now, but I don't know if it's because of the fucking show. It's just what I do.
It's just what I do. It's how he rolls.
Yeah.
It's how to keep yourself healthy.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you know, got to keep the sperm count up and all that shit. So, right. You know, just going to keep it flowing.
It's good stuff.
All right, man. Have a good Christmas, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you know what, Kieran? I got to say, I'm just a little offended that you haven't asked me about having sex. So I was like, you know, you can fucking ask Deej, but you don't even ask me.
Yeah, really? What's up with that?
I'm a little offended. I'm a little hurt.
All right.
You know what? Maybe I'll wait till next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll wait this year.
Maybe I'll wait till your year, man.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right.
Take care of yourself, man. All right, man.
It's Mad B Chemist, everybody. You can listen to him on TPX Radio.
Mad B Chemist.
He's a funny guy, dude.
I want him to loop that. Right there. Get ready to loop this. Mad B Chemist. Loop that.
We'll take a break. Come back. More lunaticradio.com show after this.
Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good, but we won't last. Hurry Christmas, hurry fast. Once I play, let loose, I lose.
Talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
RadioTakeRadio.com show. The eve of Christmas Eve. Holiday edition. Rock and I chilling out, just hanging out. All radio shows are going on vacation. Why not this radio show? It's a show before vacation, pretty much, for us. Do a show once a week. We're going to take a break for New Year's. Come back on January 6th, I believe, and do an all-new radio program. By the way, I want to mention Josh Gogan, and one of our buddies, one of our co-hosts, will be playing the Holiday Inn in Parsippany, New York.
New Jersey.
Parsippany, New Jersey. I had the town right. Not the state. I suck. Parsippany, New Jersey, at 9 o'clock on January 5th. Log on to CringeHumorShow.net? Yeah. CringeHumor.net. All right, whatever. One of those websites. We'll have it up for you, people. Should be good. It's playing with Patrice O'Neill. So it should be a fun time. Josh Gogan, our buddy.
We'll be there.
Love Josh Gogan. I'll be there right off, fresh off a plane. Hopefully it doesn't get delayed. And I'll be there. Word them up, everybody. It's a Christmas show. Kieran Rock chilling out. Taking a phone call from the people listening live. If you're listening live to the radio program, you can call in. Reflect upon what has happened over the last year on the LunaticRadio.com show. We've had a lot of good moments, a lot of mediocre moments, a lot of bad moments. What have you? You know,
it's mainly crappy moments.
I don't know. I don't know if I have one that just stands out in my mind. I know getting the chance to interview Richard Patrick was pretty high up on there for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Filter,
definitely
the band Filter, and become a fan of Army of Anyone, which has, I guess, since abolished.
No, they're just, you know, it was just like a little side project.
Yeah.
But come on, we got to speak to Richard Patrick of the band Filter. Both of us being fans, how many internet radio shows get to talk to fucking musicians that we, you know, fucking grew up on?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Fucking Filters, great fucking music. Definitely a highlight. For me, also, the fucking Kate Frost was gigantic. Fucking tits galore.
Rocket became Smitty with Kate Frost.
Fucking Kate Frost tits.
Having Kate Frost in the studio and fucking seeing her boobies live.
Having a porn right star there. Mere feet away from you.
And just showing her cans. Like, there, it wasn't even a problem.
Damn.
It was like she was showing you a bag of potato chips.
It was, yeah.
Two bags.
Two bags to be exact.
Two bags of potato chips, and it was just no problem.
Man, she was fun. She gave me a kiss on the cheek as she left. It was so cute. Damn. Good times.
You've been text messaging her. What's the latest on Kate Frost?
Not much. She sends, I guess I'm part of her forward list, so she sends me stuff. So then I'll text her back, and I don't hear anything. So what does that mean? Well, it does tell me I'm still on her fucking phone, but.
Yeah.
I have to figure her out. We're going to have to get her to call in or something. Why should I see if she wants to call in? Give us a little,
right,
update. You want to try?
I just gave you an idea, Rock. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to text her.
It is the Christmas time, and what do I like to do on Christmas is play a little Kenny G for the people. I like to get a little sentimental around the Christmas time.
What you do, Kieran?
Considering we're not doing a New Year's show, I like to get a little reflective as well.
I'm a little worried. Should I cry?
Go ahead, Rock. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Kenny G gets me in the mood, Rock, as Rock's text messaging Kate Frost to have her call into the radio program. Tell her it's our Christmas program, Rock. And we're sending shout outs to our loved ones around the country. Tell her it's for the troops. Wow. That's probably a bad idea. What?
There's a call.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is the Horseshoe Crab calling in.
Oh, great. I didn't know Horseshoe Crabs could talk. What's up, Horseshoe Crab?
Not much. You know, you guys get gayer and gayer all the time. What the hell is up with the Kenny G?
Come on, Kenny G's great.
Kenny G is gay.
Around Christmas time, what's better than a little Kenny G sucking on a fucking clarinet?
Dude, Christmas is the worst time of year fucking ever, and I despise Christmas with every bit of my being. And Kenny G should just die.
All right. Why is Christmas a bad time of year for you, sir?
It's just, it's a horrible holiday. I mean, everybody's all worried about money, and you got these stupid old people out doing their shopping thing and just tearing the place up. You know, they're everywhere. You can't even go buy groceries without being mauled by retarded people.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree with you. I cannot stand going shopping and having to listen to 80 fucking 3-year olds scream at the top of their lungs, "Mommy, I'm not getting the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip." I just want to punt them through fucking store windows.
Punt them?
I want to see if I can break a store window with a kid. That's pretty much what I'm thinking at that point.
Those are style points.
When you get out there right now, and there's about 3,000 little kids out there in the mall, and they've all got those damn Heelys on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The shoes with the skates in them. You just want to walk up and just push them right in the back of the face, you know, and just fucking knock them down on the ground.
With the little light at the bottom. You ever see those kids skate around on those fucking sneakers?
Oh, my God. It drives me. I want them, though.
You just want to fucking close. Like, you want to do, like, a crossbody, you know, drop kick or whatever the fuck
Give
it
them
is.
The elbow. Yeah. Shoulder check them.
I want to drop the leg on those kids. I know what you mean. You know what also, you know what I like to do with those kids at the fucking stores that are screaming? You know that dude that's standing outside the store with the fucking bell waiting for fucking donations? I want to take a kid and put it in the pot. I just want to take one of those 3-year-olds and throw them into the pot. There's my donation.
Here,
go fuck yourself.
Somebody homeless. Let somebody else have this.
I don't like those donation things because I went fucking grocery shopping the other day. Fucking absent. I went grocery shopping the other day and it cost me... I was paying a cover charge to get into the fucking grocery store. I had to pay $2 to get into the grocery store. Then coming out, I had to pay $2 to leave and go to my car. I had to pay $2 to walk to my car.
What? What are you doing?
You know, it was high school girls and they were feeding the homeless. I felt bad.
Oh, so you gave a little money. You hoping maybe get some digits.
And I'm not a rich guy, Absent. I am broke as fucking hell. It cost me fucking $4 to go to the grocery store.
Dig in your pocket and dig out like pocket lint or a gum wrapper or something and just kind of drop it in the bucket. They never know. It's not like they look in there and see what you're putting in the bucket.
You know,
used condom. Get a used condom and just drop it into the bucket.
You know what? I did have a coffee cup. I did have a full coffee when I was walking into the place when I gave my $2 initially. When I came out, the coffee cup was empty. I should have just turned to one of the bros and said, you know, hold this for me, and then walked to my car. That's what I should have done.
The gag is like, this cup is still half full. How much do you think it weighs? And then you give it to them, and then you just walk away.
Yeah, give this to the homeless. Yeah. They can make Kool-Aid with it. Put it in there.
You were trying to get their number there. You fucking
what? The high school chicks?
Yeah, you were.
You know what it was? There were high school girls and they were giving like money to the homeless, and everybody was rushing to the little pot they had on their table and just flushing shit in. I didn't want to be the only dude not flushing shit in.
So you were okay. So you wanted to
put money in the basket. So I was like, I got to do it. And then when I left, I had to walk by him again to go to my car. So I was like, I got to give another $2.
You know, you're just supporting their fucking meth addictions. Yeah, right. There.
Those girls are using it for fucking keggers.
Man, I have no problems with walking past that stuff and not putting money in it. I mean, for one, they're standing out there with that bell, and that is the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're paying somebody. You're giving them money to be annoying. Why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what are you doing for the holidays, Absent?
Just mostly the family thing. Got the family Christmas parties to go to and that kind of whatnot.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yes, I do. She's cooking dinner right now.
Whoa, what are you cooking?
She's got pork chops.
Pork chops.
Nice. You gonna give her the old strong cone tonight?
Give her the old strong cone.
I don't know about that. I don't know. We haven't known each other that long.
But she's cooking you dinner. Come on.
I think a little fucking pork chop deserves a little fucking dick in the ass. That's what I'm...
No, I hear you, sir.
So, I have a question for you, Kieran. And if you guys have covered this earlier in the show, then just stop me. How's the dating website thing going? that working out for you?
Well, sir, I think I checked it yesterday or the day before, and I got 7 hits. So I'm I'm not doing too well.
The show's working out for you.
Yeah, I'm not doing too well.
I'd kind of like to make a suggestion.
Yes.
And we tried it, and it didn't work out for us on our thing that we do. And maybe you guys could try it. You know how you do, like, the public MySpace page?
Yes.
Well, why not start, like, a public account for your Match.com thing? And then just let us fill out the information. And you've got to go out on one date, just one date.
Oh,
whoever we set you up with.
You know what? I'll think about that. I don't know if there's a way to do that on... well, yeah, I guess there is. I guess I give my information to everybody, right?
You go with a fucking mongoloid.
Right. All right. It's going to cost me money, but I'll think about it.
How much going to cost?
Well, it's going to cost me like...
No, no, really. How much would it cost?
A lot of those places are fairly expensive.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It'd be a good bit.
I think it would be a good fit for the radio show. I think you got an idea there. I'll write that one down as we take the week off, and I'll think about that one. Scotsman, I think that's a pretty good idea, and I'll have to go out on a date with whoever you guys choose.
It's absent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absent, sorry. I called... What did I call him? Scotsman?
Scotsman. You love him.
You're all the same to
you
me.
Love him.
I'm kidding.
Dude, I don't have a bad accent or anything, I hope.
You know what you do sound like? The movie phone guy.
Sounds like the movie.
Can you just say playing at 7 is something?
Playing at 7 o'clock in a local theater near you. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, you sucked.
Hold on, Beer Bear checking in. Kieran can't get dates with Eddie Murphy's rejects.
You can?
All right.
That guy's gold.
All right. All right, Absent. Have a good Christmas, man, and say hello to Chick for us.
Yeah.
Even though we don't know her.
happy Hanukkah and all that good stuff.
Right on.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah. Assalamu alaikum.
Salami, I like them. Yes. Something like that. Later.
All right, Absent. Take care of that horseshoe crab.
He's gone.
All right. That was Absent, everybody. Checking in with
us.
So
I texted Kate. We'll see what happens. Doubt I'll hear from her.
Kate Frost. Oof.
Ooh, imagine getting her on. That'd be great.
Oh, God. That'd be great, wouldn't it? So, Rock, it's Christmas season.
Should I take out my hammer? Oh, here comes a call, an unknown number. This should be good.
On the quiet style. Go ahead. Who's this? Hello?
What are you, the fucking nigger from Kiss FM on Long Island?
What is this?
I would take this as Tony B.
Of course it is. I cried while I was waiting for you to pick up the phone.
What's up, Tony B?
Nothing. Fucking Adam called me an emo pussy and told me to call in, so here I am, drunk and stoned on the fucking studio line.
Is that how bad our radio program is? We have to solicit phone calls from listeners?
You emo faggot, call in! Stop crying!
That's what's up.
So what are you doing for the holiday season other than hanging people?
What am I... Why do I gotta hang people?
I don't know, Tony.
What's that mean? He's gonna cry about it.
For real, I live in Jersey. We don't hang people here. We just cut them to death.
All right.
No, but for real, what am I doing for the holidays? I am working tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and then I am having dinner with my family, and then I'm going to my ex-wife's house where I intend to fuck like crazy and get drunk.
Wow. Good times.
So you're going to ex-wife's house to F the ex-wife.
That's what
well, right.
Said.
And no, because I want to spend Christmas Day with my kids. So, you know, that's about the only way I get to do it.
Right.
Wow.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
She called the Drunkle Hotline while you're doing it.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Hey, is this
Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey?
That nature.
Yeah. That'll be good.
It'll be good times. All right, here we go. All right, you're going to simulate his call? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to simulate your call.
Assimilate?
Oh, good. You're going to play dumb sound bits over my call. That's wonderful.
Oh, would you stop?
Hey, this is Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm fucking my ex-wife. Yada, yada, yada. I am lunaticradio.com.
No, dude. It would totally be the way I said it before. I am Tony B from lunaticradio.com, and I am Trenton, New Jersey.
This is Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey. Yada yada yada. Go fuck myself. I suck dick.
Okay, thanks.
That's rotten.
Yeah,
that's
Tony
rotten?
B. Tony B. Anything from this past year that you remember about the LunaticRadio.com show?
Oh, there's plenty I remember from LunaticRadio.com show 2007.
There's plenty?
Go ahead. Spill away.
Oh, it's just how much do you want me to, you know, talk about that I remember?
You know, Tony B, it's an open forum. Go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead, man. Feel free.
Right on. I listened to Lunatic Radio for 6 months of 2006, and then 2007 hit, and Kieran's probably playing sound effects.
No, no, no. I'm not.
All right, good.
You are so emo. It's disgusting.
Tony, we love you, Tony.
Right on. Anyway, and then I started, you know, getting on cam and being a drunk on cam in front of people, which was, you know, good. Anyway, so Bar Night 3 was the first time I met Kieran and Rocket.
The chalet.
They came. No, that was the fucking Ginger Man, you idiot.
I remember. They're all the same to me. Go ahead.
Like the listeners.
Anyway, so CJ and I and my ex-cunt and whatever decided to get a room, and I brought a shitload of filet and some salads and whatever, that's whatever. Right. Adam likes his steak like a normal person, so his was done in 20 minutes. I had to cook Kieran's for about, I don't know, 3 hours and... Joey,
what are you saying?
Minutes.
I'm a prima donna. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you like your steak way the fuck overcooked.
That's yeah, right. Yeah, you are the worst like eater.
I like beef jerky.
Beef jerky. And did I cook your steak to beef jerky or did I not?
No, dude, Tony, you made the greatest steak, dude.
If we ever become legit, well,
right,
Tony, you're our chef.
I cook yours for fucking forever and a day.
I love the steak you cooked me on the Bar Night 3. There,
Tony is unofficially the LR chef. He cooks
anyway,
dinner.
So we ended up walking to the bar, whatever. We had some drinks. Certain people got too drunk and may or may not have been slipped a drug, according to speculation. And ended up falling on the floor. Ended up falling on the floor of the Ginger Man and being dragged out to a cab by my ex, Piece of Vagina, and Kieran, and taken back to the hotel room.
By the way, me dragging anything is it remarkable. I can't drag...
Right, but you with my horse of an ex-wife dragging anything is actually a feat that's worth it.
All right, slow down.
I can't comment on that, Tony.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, y'all told me this was an open forum and I could talk about whatever I want.
All right, you can, Tony. There go ahead. Go. It's open forum.
So anyway, long story short, me and Kieran end up laying either side of Pam B in a bed while she throws up and Kieran says, "Oh shit, dude, move." Anyway, so that was that night, and Kieran left by saying, "I'm sorry I yelled and I ruined your night," as he walked out of the door, even more emo than my dumbass.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, I wasn't emo. I was just upset.
No, because for real, you so could have crashed, but it's cool, whatever. I'm not going to hate on anybody.
I wasn't sleeping on top of Tony B.
Well, no, you... No. No. Anyway, so that was Bar Night 3. Bar Night 4 was cool. A bunch of us ended up at, again, Pam B's house, who has, for some reason, been estranged from the show, but that's nothing to get into now. Anyway, yeah, we ended up at her house, got fucked up, got lost going to the chalet, and then we ended up there, and we all got fucked up, and shit happened with the bill, and long story short, some people ended up at Pam, some people didn't, and Josh Gogan was frightened for his life because he actually got to, you know, meet some of the LR listeners for once.
Is he reading this?
I think he prepared. I like this, though. It's good.
No, it's I'm drunk and really stoned, so, you know, I can talk. Anyway.
Well, let me comment. Pam B had a cute puke. So I wasn't yelling as much as you said. She had black.
No, I wasn't yelling. You weren't yelling at me. You were yelling because of the situation.
And the second bar night was great. I loved the second bar night.
Because you were passed out 45 minutes after we got to Pam's house.
Well, that wasn't the case, Tony.
Yes, it was.
I had a good time at the second bar.
All right, it was at least an hour and a half. Okay, I'll give you that.
I don't know what he's getting at.
He's stirring up stuff, and I like it.
I think Tony B.
Kieran had rocks thrown at him all night and decided it was time to, you know, lay down.
I had rocks thrown at me?
Yeah, right. You were stoned. You had rocks thrown at you.
Like I said earlier in the show, people, hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a hoot and riot.
Like, I was there, and I don't even remember half the shit that happened.
Well, right.
So. All right, Tony, man, you're a lot of fun, dude, and I appreciate
it. I still haven't even talked about the Psycho Stick concert yet.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Stop forcing.
Go ahead, Tony.
Fuck you, Kieran. Don't force me off the phone.
There you go, Tony. Don't cry about it.
You're just mad because I got junk on you anyway. So then there was the Psycho Stick concert, and we went and hung out. There was, like, you know, probably 8 or 9 of the LR crew, which was approximately 85% of the audience.
Hold That's on. Right.
Let me put this in radio terms. We were syndicated to 8 or 9 markets.
Anyway, the Psycho Stick concert. So we hung out, had a blast. Simon's girlfriend looked like she had the worst time in her life and looked like it was the most dreadful situation ever. But props for, you know, hanging out. And there goes the fucking horn. Damn. Anyway, so yeah, Kieran ended up sleeping on a counter that night because he drank entirely too much and we all thought it was funny.
Why do I drink too much?
No, dude, No, listen to me. All right. I drink too much. You drink to have a good time.
He drinks to drown his sorrows.
Anyway, that was back in August, so that leaves us five months of Lunatic Radio history, which was basically nothing. So there was a bunch of mentioning listeners, chat rooms, antics, and a bunch of mediocre interviews, and us coming back week after week to listen to you and Adam's pathetic nonsense over and over because we love you and have nothing better to do with our lives.
Dude, all right, the last part of your interview was classic. I love it. That is absolute the truth. That is the truth right there.
No, but it is, though.
It's mediocre interviews and just pointless banter by two kids that got 700 on their SATs. Hey.
No, but for real, it's like going to the fucking corner when you're 15 and hanging out at the deli with your friends, bullshit, and discussing your day. That's why we all come back, because we all have that pathetic of a life to where we need that interaction.
Oh, you're going to cry.
Beer Bear in...
Colon cries. That's my line, and I'll stick to it.
Beer Bear in the chat room is chiming in, Kieran, 2 beers equals too much.
Exactly. Pretty much.
But it's true, though. Kieran is the official poster boy of 2 beer queer.
What is Mr. G saying? 0-0 combined equals... Oh, 0-0 combined, comma. Kieran forgot how to spell his name.
No, I'm reading that too. Anyway.
Combined SATs or something like that?
All right. There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, I was pissed that fucking I didn't get to come, you know, hang out and crash your live remote from the Comics Nightclub in New York City, but I will see you both January 5th at the shitty-ass hotel in North Jersey or some shit. I don't know.
Let's hope somebody purchases a hotel room. We all get fucking hammered.
Ooh,
and do,
good time.
Do 8 balls and bang hookers. Couple Let's hookers. Do it.
See, why, like you, why you gotta put fucking ideas in my head, though?
Because that's how I work, Tony.
Yeah, because you're the event planner, dude. You gotta make this all happen. What do you think?
Why do I have to be the Lunatic Radio official fucking catering manager?
Because you're the chef, so you gotta
Tony
do
B,
shit.
You can make a fucking a plant taste good.
Stop. Tony, Tony, quit whining and complaining and just make it happen.
I might.
I might.
All right, Tony.
Anyway, Kieran, Adam, have a great holiday, and I just want to say nigger for my friend Patrick, and yeah, I hope he gives me free tickets to the comedy show, because apparently last time when I asked and didn't promote the show for him at all, he called me a selfish prick, which was wonderful. But yeah, I'm going to let you go now, because I don't know, I'm just going to, because I'm drunk and I want to enjoy the rest of the show instead of, you know, listen to myself talking to a phone with no audio. Wow. Yeah, so I'll
Diary
see you January 5th. I'll see you whenever the fuck the Cringe Humor Awards get rescheduled to, and have a great holiday. And it was wonderful to talk to you both. Have a great fucking holiday, and I hope Kieran plays my text to landlines. Bye.
I will, Tony B.
You want to listen to himself. You guys comment on it, and I'm going to get off.
We're not on a delay, asshole. This isn't CBS radio.
I'm going to get off the phone so you guys can comment.
Yeah, comment on what? He covered a whole bunch of shit there.
Wow, look at Tony.
He touched on a whole bunch of shit, Tony B.
Look at him. We have one listener.
Why was I yelling at Bar Night, what is it, 3? I could go on for about 20 minutes on that. I'm not gonna. I was crying. I was crying.
That's how the emo started. See, like Tony saw you in your moment.
I wanted to wish him an emo Christmas.
Have
a happy emo Christmas, you depressing motherfucker.
Colon cries, colon. Jingle, jingle.
Santa brought me shit. I'm going to cry.
Santa brought me a razor.
All right.
That was good. Someone else called again while he was on.
Oh, really? Call back, whoever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, keep calling people. Who cares?
Yeah, we want to do like an open phone line. We're getting started. It's like, yeah. Working on it.
We still have like 4 hours to go on the show.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
You know, what about people who are not really familiar? There's like people in some of the chat room that's not familiar.
Absolutely. Call everybody. In. Anybody who wants to call in.
Just say hi.
You want to give like a Christmas shout out or whatever? Go ahead and call into the radio program, man. It's a festive time. Even if, just call in anybody.
It's a festive time.
It's a festive time. We're all happy. It's happy.
You know what Tony's giving as his present to everybody? His tears in a jar.
Chaos Chris should be calling in.
Here we go. Here's a call.
Hello, who's this?
It's not Chaos Chris, but it's Beer Bear.
Beer Bear, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thought I'd call in since you guys are bitching. No one's calling in.
Yeah. How is your Christmas going, sir?
Good. I'm working today, so that means I'm not working Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. I'm happy about that shit.
Holla.
May I ask?
I think I'm probably your only paid listener today.
Are you working now?
Yeah. Look at my picture. That's a fire truck right there.
Oh, that's right.
He's a fireman.
Yes, that's how it works, Karen.
You motherfucker.
You see, why is he a motherfucker? Because he's a fireman.
No, because he's got a good job, that bastard. I hate you.
You're jealous.
Where are you out of? What state are you in there, Beer Bear?
Tennessee.
Not many fires going on in Tennessee, huh?
I don't know. Our neighbor, we burn quite a few.
How about those volunteers, huh?
How about them?
How about those volunteers?
Oh, the bitches in Orange Bridges. Yeah, how about those fuckers?
So what'd you get? Because he's with PETA. What'd you get PETA for the holiday? Can you say?
I got her a new grave in the backyard. She'll get it Christmas morning.
All right.
Are you going to bury your loved one? Is that what you're saying?
I can't confirm or deny that.
But if we see it on MSNBC, we know what happened.
You might have an idea. Now she got a cell phone. She's been dying for one.
Nice, look at him.
Oh, is it one of those iPhones?
No, she wanted one, but then she realized how much they were, and she wouldn't want it after that. She said, "No way."
Well, you got to put on her wallpaper the LR logo on it. That's what you got
to
do.
Yeah, I've been trying to hack her laptop for a while, but she keeps covering it up and keeping it away from me.
Damn her.
What we've been asking
you... I was going to have it automatically go to 2 girls, 1 cup when she opens the browser.
What we've been asking the listeners over the, I guess, the course of the show here, is there anything that you can think of over the last year of the LunaticRadio.com show that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, Heidi's shit stories. I can't get the vision of pretty blue cloud printed panties covered in shit in a parking lot. For some reason, I almost died laughing when I heard that.
Yeah, Heidi's funny as hell, dude.
That whole story, I was driving down the road and had to pull over for that one.
That is definitely a highlight. That whole segment was a highlight of the radio program this year. She's so honest. That's the great thing about Heidi is that she's just so honest. She'll come out and just say whatever's on her mind.
Yeah, it floored me, man. I couldn't believe it. When she's telling the story, I thought, holy crap, that's radio gold right there. That and then Kieran's or Rocket's famous Wubba Dubba.
Oh, the woman! But was that this year?
Yeah. Well, with the Nick.
I don't know, but that's when I heard it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a couple of years ago, I think. Actually,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard. I just started listening this year, so.
I want to know. Whatever happened to Nikki Reed, the hottest college radio DJ in America?
She's probably a model on the West Coast.
She's still in college.
How old is she?
I don't know. I hope she stays in college because man, that girl is fucking smoking.
Should call her up.
Yeah, we got to find out what happened to Nikki Reed. Hey, Beer Bear, we want to
20-year freshman.
We want to, yeah, no, right. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, man, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks for doing the show, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays to you. That is Beer Bear from Tennessee, everybody.
He makes his own beer.
He's a fireman.
Yeah. He went on Stickcam one day, and he just videotaped himself making beer. It was awesome. It was like, look at him making beer.
Oh, he's like one of those microbrewery guys?
Yeah. I mean, he does it out of his garage, but still, he was just cool.
And he's making moonshine.
Look at him. He's a fucking fireman. Did you tell him to fuck off because he's a fireman? Asshole.
He's got a good job.
Hey, look, I'm a fireman, dick.
Guy's got a fucking good... I don't know what bit he was talking about, but I forget because I have fucking...
That's just... Wow.
Too many beers in me.
Reference to Nikki Reed. So there you go. New listeners going to old shit. Woo! That was me. With Nikki Reed. Good times.
Someone
keeps calling. I think it was Chris that keeps calling because it was a 646 number.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do a break. We'll come back. We'll do more lunaticradio.com show after this, everybody. Hang in there.
Shit! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
It's lunaticradio.com.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
West Virginia.
These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
It's that time.
Yeah. It's Christmas time, everybody.
Get your Santa hats on.
Welcome back to the show. It's Kid Rock in studio. On the phone is one of our bosses.
His name's Doc. No, he's not.
I'm not a boss.
He's not.
I'm really Mr. Rocket's fucking manager. That's what I am. Because he can't negotiate a deal for himself.
Kid, shut up. I can't believe you do it. Asshole, shut up. I hate you. I hate you.
What deal is he fucking negotiating?
Yeah, it was a website thing. And I admit I completely screwed up. But luckily it was his brother. But that was part of the reason why I screwed up. Because it was his brother. So I felt bad. See what he does to me?
Kid, the funny thing is, I told him, don't go lower than this. Don't go lower than this. And what does he do? He goes...
What happened? What's the story here? Chaos Chris is joining us on the LunaticRadio.com
show. Really generalize it. Chris suggested a number. I said fine. I spoke to his brother about a website job. Yeah. And he says, how much would you charge for this? And I gave a number, like a fifth of it. Because I had to be honest, because it's his brother.
What's your budget? And he gave me a budget. So I told Rocket, I go, here's the price. Answer this. So
that
he
would think, bullshit!
I said, don't go lower than this number.
Whatever. The point is,
it was a done deal. He would have got whatever he asked for, and he asked for less.
I felt bad because it was his brother. I didn't want to be mean.
Look, Rocket's a nice guy, Chris. Why do you got to fucking corrupt the kid?
Who cares? It's the corporation.
Why is your brother? See?
It's a corporation.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever. I can't believe he's breaking it.
So, Chaos, Chris, I got to imagine you're not having a Merry Christmas.
Bah, humbug.
You're fucking old Scrooge.
I hate fucking Christmas.
Why?
Why do you hate Christmas? Spend time with your family.
They hate me. I hate them, so fucking Christmas usually stinks.
Aww. Yeah, because you're not nice to them. Be nice.
Why should I be nice?
Because, and everybody loves each other.
It's a festive time, Chaos Chris.
Really? You're going to Arizona, and you're going to be sweating out in the heat during Christmas.
Yeah.
What's so Irish about that?
I got a dog in studio. There's a dog roaming around the studio right now.
That's nice.
Who is it? What's his name? Rocket?
Don't laugh at his joke. It was awful.
Right. Can I justify the horrible jokes now that Patrick's non-existent?
Yeah. So what are you doing on the holiday, Chaos Chris?
I'm gonna go to my brother's house and fake a smile and just sit there. Like, I want to do that.
You're gonna go to your brother's house and fake a smile?
Yeah, of course. I'm actually on my way to go have a sit down with his fiance because we don't see eye to eye on a few things. And before we have holiday dinner, I have to, have a sit down with her and put all bad stuff to rest.
Right. Yeah, see, he has a problem with everybody. Look at this. Even his brother's fiance, he's got a problem.
What do you want me to do?
Chris, let me. I explained this to you on the phone the other day. Not all women are cunts, dude.
Dude, I told you, 90% of women are cunts.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
See, this is a fault you have in your personality.
It's not a fault, it's just the fucking truth.
No, it's a fault you have in your personality.
If you realized it, your life would be that much better for it.
No.
What was that? What a spin.
How is calling all women whores or the C word?
Because when you call
beneficial.
Them out, they fucking buckle. Because they know what they are. And that's the way it is.
I don't know how this kid functions on a day-to-day basis.
I function fine. You know I do. So.
I'm trying.
I manage.
I got a lot of things going on, what I'm saying? So I function perfectly. Maybe you should try it. This way you can function just as good.
As well.
With the women?
With anything.
I'm talking about women.
It's a philosophy of life, Kieran. Call them cunts and whores.
Oh, and they come calling? Is that what you're saying?
No, and you'll have more control over your own life when it comes to anything. Business, relationships, friendships, anything.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's the season of calling women whores and cunts. The season of giving.
He is a scary individual.
You give him the C word.
Giving insults.
So what's going on? I called in because I wanted to wish everybody at Lunatic Radio World a happy, happy, happy New Year.
A happy New Year. It's Christmas, Chris.
I guess a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
There's nothing merry about it.
But you're going to be you're not going to be around next week, so I got to say Happy New Year too, right?
That's true.
Right. See, there you go.
Is there anything from the show in the past year that you remember sticks out in your mind?
Oh, well, the very beginning, it was like one of my first my first call into the show was that Maria Shahada fight.
Right. Yes, yeah. I remember that.
I think that was back in January.
Maria's a cunt.
Maria.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys loved that. It made great radio.
Yeah, we thought it was great radio. We didn't know it was a way of life for you.
It is a way of life. It's the only way of life.
All cunts.
We didn't know that calling people. Kieran, go ahead.
And then Kieran professed his love for her just as she hung up.
I did?
Yeah, she was like, forget this. I don't need this. And he went, I love you. Click.
That's how he gets off the phone with people. That's what he does.
We found out that fucking Patrick's a porn star.
That's true.
There you go. You know?
We found out that Mark Anthony Ramirez can't take a joke from you guys.
What?
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
He's just causing issues now.
We love Mark. He's probably going to be on the program pretty
soon. Yeah, we actually got a message from him.
I love him too.
So then stop causing issues.
Why are you causing issues?
I'm not causing issues.
You're Chris the divider, not the uniter.
And we found out that, you know, porn stars don't like Heidi.
What?
Well,
after
just that one.
That whole Haley Young thing.
We'll find a different one.
Look at it. He's destroying the show.
Haley Young looks like she's been smoking crack for 8 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now we're talking, Kieran. Go ahead, call her a crack whore. Go ahead.
No, that's like my honest opinion. I'm not like...
That's exactly what she is.
I'm not hammering her for no reason. That's actually an honest opinion.
I like the direction you're going in.
No, I'm not following your lead, Mr. Kryptonite with the women.
You don't have to follow a lead. Just, you know, do your own thing.
Just hear my words. It's in the Bible of Chris.
I want to...
You should know about that Bible. You wrote it, so...
Oh, that's right. I wrote it, yeah. Everything
you're
that
comes...
Let me explain the Bible, Chris. Every little thing that comes out of Chris's mouth is gold. It's godly. You know, every little thing everyone should listen to. So there should be the Bible of Chris. Now, I know I wrote it because, you know, because of course he wouldn't write his own book. You know, he's got to have someone
That's
else.
Right.
He's got to have
it. I didn't write the Bible. Did God write the Bible? He didn't write the Bible.
That's right.
Those minions did.
So I'm a minion of the Bible of Chris.
Yes.
He's disgusting. Unbelievable.
So, Chris, give me your Christmas wishes. I want you to just raffle off a bunch of names, people you want to say Merry Christmas to. Go ahead. I got some music playing in the background here.
I want to say Merry Christmas to Kieran.
Aww. Thank you,
sir. Because he's a good dude.
He's a good dude. He's a good
dude. And I want to say Merry Christmas to Fat Kev, because he makes me say Laguna Beach now every chance I get. I want to say Merry Christmas to Fat Pat, for being just a complete scaredy cat and not leaving Suffolk ever.
All right. And Suffolk County, Long Island, yes.
And the Friends, man, they're fucking awesome.
That's right.
And nothing for a fucking rocket.
No,
nothing.
Of course not. Nothing. I don't care.
The guy who deals with you every day, you have nothing for.
Yeah, the one person deals with every fucking day.
You don't get an award. You don't get a fucking acknowledgement. You get nothing.
See, because he knows that's what I want, asshole. I hate you. I hate everything you stand for. Hate you.
Why do you want acknowledgement from this scumbag?
I know. Because I
feel like... Oh, Chris, appreciate me.
Because I feel like then he'd be giving in and he'd be accepting me.
I want Chris to appreciate my efforts.
He won't even take a hug from me. He won't even take a hug.
Hey, numbnuts, why won't you appreciate this kid's efforts?
See what I mean?
Because you know why I can't? Because he always slipped in during the show. He'll always slip in something he did.
That's bullshit.
Because he wants credit and acknowledges it all the time. Meanwhile, you're like, yeah, so what? I did this. Big deal, you know?
What?
The Rocket always wants like to be pat on the head. Good boy.
Asshole. But it's like the old it's the old Kid Rock song. If I can go back to Kid Rock and reference a Kid Rock song,
feel free.
Really? We're going back to Kid Rock song?
Yeah, I'm going to reference a Kid Rock song right here.
Go ahead.
I'm cocky. I say what? I ain't bragging, motherfucker, if I back shit up. That's Rocket right there.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
See, Rocket can brag because he can bag.
Rocket doesn't say it in a cocky way. He's not saying, yeah, I'm good and this and that. He's saying, oh, this is what I did. Please love me for it. You know?
Oh, my God. You are obnoxious. So fucking obnoxious. I hate him. Hate him.
Dickhead. There really should be a Chris and Rocket show. Rocket should leave this show.
Oh, what do you mean? I can't tell you enough how much you stink. I hate you.
You know what, Chaos Chris? You know what it should be? It should be the Chaos Chris and Rocket show, and Heidi and I should do a radio program or something.
No, I don't want to show you and Heidi.
Wait a minute. I do the production. Please, you can't get rid of me. I'm the producer.
Because Justin...
I never say that. I hate him.
Just to be a fly on the wall and hear a Chaos God. Chris and Rocket discussion is just... nauseating.
I hate him.
It's
I do
so
it
fun.
Every
it's so fun
day.
Having a conversation with Rocket.
Oh, such an asshole.
Please leave me alone.
Oh,
you know what? He's a glutton for punishment. He invites me out and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, I'll go out to dinner. I'm cool, you know, whatever. I'll go for a drink. And then when I get there, I start ripping on him. He's like, why did I do this? I can't believe it.
Please. He was giving me his fucking shit one day online. And I said, you know what? Listen, I had enough of you, Chris. That's it. I'm not talking the rest of the day. He just kept on his imagery. What's the matter? We're not talking now? Well, we can't talk? Wait, can't we talk?
What are you, a baby?
Yeah, it's like fucking so that I can. Then he was all happy when I talked
to him.
What,
we're not friends anymore?
Come on. Can we talk? Let's hug it out.
That was like when, you know, when you break up with a girl and you're like, you'll try nice to her just so you can get her back and then just start ripping on her again.
That's how he was. What an ass. I hate him.
That's how he rolls.
See, people don't understand. Yeah. I deal with him every day. Every day. Kira
not really.
Yeah. Are you insane? Every fucking
Chris,
day.
Chris, I think dealing with you once a month is enough.
See? Doesn't stop. Oh, and he stole the go fuck yourself from us.
I
he
did.
Makes like it's his now.
Well,
because it's worked. It worked a couple of times really well, and I just said, you know, that's it. I'm going to be using it.
Did you give her the option? Yeah, obviously, I think he said it to a woman.
Oh,
did you say how about go fuck yourself? Or
yeah,
you
always. How about go fuck? I always say that. I even got my boss to say it.
Can we get rid of him now? Are we done with him?
Yeah, can we hang up on you now?
No. I'm going to stay.
Damn it.
All right, Merry Christmas, Chris.
All right, man. Have a good holiday. Everybody, have a great holiday, man. We appreciate the support. See you guys soon.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Laters.
Asshole! I hate
what?
You.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Say Merry Christmas to Rocket.
Why? Do I have to?
Yeah.
Come on!
No.
All right, Rocket. For this Christmas.
Got rid of him.
You hung up on
it? Yeah,
you didn't want to hear it?
I didn't need it.
Oh.
I didn't need it.
I thought you wanted to hear it.
Well, because you know he was setting me up. Hate him. See, he ruined my holiday.
Oh, God.
See, what I deal with every day?
Chaos Chris takes all the fucking energy out of you. I don't know what's wrong with that kid.
He's the best. And then when I try to hug him, he gets all scared. That's why I do it now. I just go, come here, Chris, let's hug. No, can't do that.
I can't hug. I'm a guy, and you're a guy.
Yeah. Women are cunts.
Just Scotsman from the chat room. Fuck Chris. I love Heidi, though.
How's the keg going?
I'm getting there.
Chat streamer wants to know.
I'm working it up. Well, I guess, what hour are we in, Rook? I'm fucking getting wrecked on the show today.
Yeah, and it was funny. Anytime you get one of the Heineken kegs, you start hugging it, and sure enough, you was babying it.
Rock was telling me before the show, anytime somebody gets a Heineken keg, they end up hugging it, and that's what I was doing.
You give it a pet name?
Yeah. All right. We got a lot of thank yous and stuff to do. We got to do the drunk calls.
Yeah.
It has been a festive year for the LunaticRadio.com. Not festive, but you know what I mean.
Decent.
We've had our ups and downs. We've had our times when we, well, me personally didn't want to do the show. Rocket's been a gung-ho dude the whole time.
Love the show.
Rocket loves the show. He loves trying to make it better. That's why Rocket's like... I think if anybody else, like, say, like, a another radio DJ out there who's doing internet radio, if anybody else had a guy like Rock, their show would probably be on satellite radio or free FM. Right?
I wouldn't go back.
If, like, yeah, I mean... It's pretty cool having you fucking doing a radio show, Rock. Even though I'm just a schlep.
You're not a schlep. You're the talent.
I might have some radio chops. I don't know.
We work well
together.
I'm
not a good radio DJ, I would say that. I'm not a radio DJ.
You're not a good thing.
I am just a half-wit personality. That's what my 31 years have led to. A half-wit personality.
No, you're full personality.
You can barely get laid.
No, would you stop with the laid thing?
I just want to hammer myself.
It's that point of the show.
Season. Whatever. No, Rock's a good guy. He's been helping us. I mean, dude, the guy's the fucking champ. Don't do that.
I'm going to cry.
No.
Kenny G, team.
Kenny G, I want to blow you.
Even though Chris says that it's all you, we're a team. Nothing.
It's a team effort on the LunaticRadio.com show. Just not much effort going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than Rocket.
No, we're both doing a lot.
I try to do effort. It leads to me thinking about vagina. And once I start thinking about vagina, she gets all fucked up.
We should go to fucking attend the track.
Tonight?
Oof.
After the dino. You want to go to Blush?
Oh, my God.
And just get a lap dance?
Oh, my God. That'd be good. Should bring the recorder.
I actually have money in the bank, too. I can go.
Oh, my God. We have to think about this.
We got
to
do the diner thing, though.
Yeah, we
got to
go eat. Yeah. Hungry. Imagine that.
Kenny G's giving you diarrhea. Diner reader.
Diner reader.
Diarrhea, he said.
Diana Ross.
We can do some drunk calls. We'll do that.
Well, what if this, like, also thank people? Are you doing that later?
Yeah, I'll do that at the end of the show. We'll do that. It's a Christmas show, people. You know, we're just gonna hang out. I hope you guys really didn't expect much. We're thinking about doing a clip show today and playing clips from the past year high moments. But that's just hack. It really is.
We went over the good points of the year, I think, which really wasn't much. But
it really wasn't many good points. But we'll do the drunk call hotline, the last drunk call hotline of the year 2007. And the drunk call hotline, if you don't know, this is when our listeners go out during the week and get hammered. And instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms and dads, husbands and wives, they call us and just give us their drunken ramblings. It could be something about, hey, you know, my girlfriend sucks. This is why I'm hammered.
That's Chris. What are you talking about?
It could be something like, hey, it's Timmy from fucking... whatever state, I'm drunk, I'm in a field, I'm getting blown by a donkey. It's that type of stuff. It's just rambling crap. So we'll do this. Drunk call hotline, everybody. Here's our first call. It is from, Ann Coulter.
Stop.
Could it be Ann Coulter? the right-wing political analyst. I doubt it, but we'll try it.
This is Anna Coulter, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
You know what? That's Ann Coulter right there.
Wow.
I got to imagine that's Ann Coulter.
And that sounded like a legit chick.
It sounded like Ann Coulter to me. What do you think?
I'm buying it. It's about time.
Ann Coulter, tune in.
Put that on the demo reel.
Maybe it wasn't Ann Coulter, but no. It was like a thing we came up with in the last couple of weeks. We started getting some celebrity drunk calls from, we still believe it's Steve-O. And we had one from our buddy Duzio there out in Salt Lake. Put Henry Rollins on the phone with us.
That was a good point of this year.
Yeah, Henry Rollins. Yeah.
Come on. And Steve-O.
I still want to get, you know, I love the Henry Rollins show. I love to get him.
I know. I've been catching on IFC. It's good stuff, man.
You know, he's a great interviewer.
Absolutely.
Henry Rollins. Because he's like, I guess he's a guy who's not used to interviewing. So he'll just throw out a question and he'll listen. Mm. The great thing about being an interviewer is the ability to listen. Most people don't have the ability to listen. They always want to make themselves, like the interviewer wants to make themselves a part of the answer or part of the interview. Henry Rollins, on the other hand, he just fucking throws out a question and lets the guy, whoever he's interviewing, ramble.
Yeah,
answer the question and elaborate on the question. It's a great... He's got a great
he
show. It's on Fuse.
Guy. Yes, it went from the same show. IFC to Fuse, yeah.
It went from IFC to Fuse. I don't know why it's on Fuse, but I've caught it on Fuse the last couple months, and it's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Steven Tyler on there just a couple... I was watching it over the weekend. He's great.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, man. He's a smart guy.
Henry Rollins is really... He's really good, and his show is great because... he controls the whole thing, like the music acts that come on. Any of the content that comes out of the Henry Rollins show is controlled by Henry Rollins.
Absolutely.
It's not some fucking guy in management going, "Hey, Henry, I want you to have this guy on,
right?
So talk good about him." No, it's not that. It's Henry Rollins. It's what he likes. It's great. I suggest you check it out. It's on Fuse.
And his spoken word shows. They're amazing, too. I mean, guy's a fucking genius. He definitely is.
I'd love to have him on and ask him about that stuff, too, because I really didn't dig the spoken word shit after, when I first heard about it. The idea of spoken word, I just didn't like. It was just like people telling stories, pretty much. But, you know, once you watch a couple of Henry Rollins spoken words, it's actually pretty cool. If there's somebody up there on the stage... delivering who's interesting, like a guy like Henry Rollins who's lived a lot,
right? Makes it totally worth it.
It makes a lot. Yeah, it's definitely worth it. And it's not like you don't go in there looking for like a stand-up act. You just go in there listening to stories, like your buddy at the bar telling some stories. That's what it is. Here's our next drunk call, everybody. It's from Trotch McLaren.
Yo, this is Trotch McLaren. I just got out of the Penguins versus the Islanders game down at Pittsburgh. And you know what, Rocket? Fuck your whole fucking team. You know what? The Islanders got the fucking gayest fucking uniforms. The fucking got all the fucking faggoty fucking names like fucking Tomo on me. You just scored a fucking goal. He can suck my ball sack. Fucking, man, this is fucking crap.
Finish it up.
Fucking hockey's stupid anyway.
Yeah, see?
I'm out.
Because the Penguins lost because the Islanders won 4-2. Eat that, suckadick.com.
What's up with your, didn't one of your fucking Islanders step on some,
Chris
use his
Simon.
Skate to
dude
fucking,
is a fucking
cut some dude's leg off?
Guy is a fucking mess. He's out. He's going to get therapy or some shit. He's all fucked up,
he's
man.
He's going to get therapy.
Yeah, he is fucked up. But whatever.
Here is Cockney Tony.
Karen. Nice message, mate. Cockney Tony, checking in, blah, blah, blah. Drunk, yes, I win. You lose. Okay, Rocket.
Yo.
Right, here's a game for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Right?
Close the eyes. I'm listening.
Are they closed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Think of a number.
Okay.
Times it by two.
Okay.
Times it by two.
Got
think
it.
Of a number times by two.
I got it.
Divide by four.
Oh, wait, hold on.
All right, divide by
you
four.
You can't, it's like a decimal. Oh.
Are you still with me?
No. He's good, he knows these drunk calls. He knows, like, I talked to the drunk call. I'm sort of right. With you, okay.
You know what? I fucked up. And you know what? This isn't even funny.
No, it really isn't.
I was meant to say, guess what, dark, isn't it? Drunk, left the pub, worked Christmas do, phoning drunk or hotline, All you're doing is listening to my voice.
It is, we are.
I hope you have all a Merry Christmas. Kevin, go fuck yourself. And just give me a phone request on my face. If not, lock it.
Yo.
And I love you.
I love you
good
too,
night.
Sir.
Bye. Good night.
It's Cockney Tony telling me to go fuck myself because I wouldn't give him a friend request on MySpace.
Suck a dick. Cockney Tony and Scotsman should meet up, man. They should like have like the European bar night. Are they far away from each other? Is Scott's still around? Scott's, how far are you from Tony? Faggot.
Is he in another country?
Are they?
I think so.
So what? Fucking stop being pansies. Come on.
Here is Dean.
Yo, Friday afternoon. This is Dean from Florida calling. Blew up work, played a little golf, got a little hammered. 18 holes, I don't know, maybe 12 beers or so. Listening to the show on the way home, and Karen, do not trust your fucking mother. What the fuck? No good woman comes from your mother setting you up. Complete insanity. Fuck it. Abort it. Run. Hide. And most of all, buckle up.
Yeah. No, I'm not trusting my mother as far as picking me a mate. You ridiculous. Here's Dean again.
Dude, I don't care how drunk I've fucking been. I'm pretty fucking drunk in the day. I've never put my dick through a hole in the fence to pee. Just piss on the fucking fence. Give me a fucking break. Are you that fucking desperate and stupid? I mean, give me a fucking motherfucking break. God damn it. You're an idiot. You deserve to get your cock chewed on by a fucking dog. Just piss on the fence. You don't have to go through the fence. You have to put your dick through a fucking hole to piss. Come the fuck on. Jesus fucking Christ. Morons. Push him out. Let him get picked off. Survival of the fittest. He doesn't have a penis anymore. He can't reproduce. Great for the fucking world. Fuck off.
I'm leaving after the show.
Tonight?
Yeah. You too, care, Steve. Thank you. You going to work?
Yeah.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. All right. There we go. That was Cockney. No, it wasn't. That was Dean. There we go. A little interruption on the radio program. Here we go. This is El Chupacabra.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is El Chupacabra fucking tuning in to the fucking drunk call hotline.
Let's point it out. You don't tune into the drunk call hotline. You call the drunk call hotline.
Love and call me much Chupacabra. You guys see Superbad? That movie's fucking awesome. Anyways, this is going out to all my fucking lunatic radio listeners. Give it up. Please, give it up. Yeah. I'm right here just driving, fucking eating an In-N-Out burger, downing it with some fuck.
In-N-Out burgers are the best, dude.
They're referring to your turtleneck as epic. On the fucking...
My turtleneck is epic?
It's epic. This is...
Crown Royal and Coke.
That's awesome.
Have you ever done some Crown Royal and Coke? Maybe some 7-Up. That shit is good with the double-double with cheese in and out. You guys probably have the White Castle up in New York. New York. Talk. So, you know, much love. This is to all my LR listeners. Fucking...
Curing is wearing his Express Men or...
Express
Holster
turtleneck.
Tuning in,
it's
listen.
Gap kids.
Hit up the drunk call hotline. We're all drunk, having fun, and hopefully we'll get laid by the end of the night. Thank you very much, and have a good night. Peace out.
You guys go fuck yourselves in the chat room.
People are destroying your turtleneck. This is the best part of the show.
Yeah, here we go. I'm wearing a turtleneck, people.
Hey, boys. It's just Jim from Humblois, Ohio. Plus, we get up from the holiday, and I'm out doing what I do, drinking scotch and taking people's homes. I just wanted to call in and wish everyone a merry go-fuck-yourselfmas. All right. Drink scotch. Go Jackets.
All right, there's
go
just
Jackets. Yeah. Except that, well, the goalie's pretty good. That Pascal Leclerc, I believe, is something like that. He's a good goalie. Oh, whatever. Go Islanders.
Come blow us, guy. That's just Jim, everybody. Here's old school BMF.
Yo, Merry Christmas, Lunatic Radio.
Merry Christmas.
This is old school BMF. And what does BMF stand for, Karen?
Bad motherfucker.
That's right, bad motherfucker.
Wow.
Hey, just coming home from my Christmas party. I'm not too drunk. I got to sober up because I got to drive a little bit. Hey, we don't want to kill anybody out here.
You don't want to do that, funky gay.
But anyway, I'm calling you from the Lou, St. Louis, the second most dangerous motherfucking city in the country.
Which is fucked, by the way. Why is St. Louis the most second dangerous city in America?
Because it's the middle of nowhere and no one gives a shit.
So any of you fuckers who want to fuck with Karen and Rocket, they're my boys. I will fuck you guys up.
Hello!
We had a great night out here. Just to let you know, I gave some girl the big strong comb back in the back room at the party. So, hey,
God
I want to let you guys
sir.
Know, it's been a great year listening to you. I have to pause my iPod every time that someone walks in my office just because I don't know what in the hell you or Patrick are going to say. Anyway, have a good night, boys. Have a great year. And thanks for all the laughs throughout the year.
Aw, this guy's nice.
This is old school BMF, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Wow, solid.
Old school BMF, probably one of our oldest listeners.
Wow. You know, hey, it's just funny that somewhere in St. Louis, guy is giving a chick the old strong cone.
And there's a guy, yeah, and he...
That's so weird.
Old school BMF is like a businessman. He drives a BMW.
Let me explain something, Kieran. No matter what your walk of life is, businessman, bum, fucking transvestite, you can still give him the old strong cone, all right?
We get them all here on the LunaticRadio.com show. It goes from people that don't have jobs to people who drive BMWs and have nice 401ks.
Dude, who said this line? Because I got to get credit for this. Beer Bear said your sweater's uncircumcised. Uncircumcised.
That is good. I'll give credit on that. Beer Bear says my sweater's uncircumcised.
You can't say uncircumcised. Uncircumcised.
Yeah. There we go. Very funny.
Very funny.
Here is, this is a text to landline. Here we go.
Oh,
Virgin Mobile customer 609 has sent you a text to landline message. This holiday season, when you're giving your lady the old strangle, don't forget to yell Igushimo out.
You sweat, yell what out?
Thanks for using text to landline. Bye.
What do you yell out?
My gushy momo?
My gushy momo?
I don't know. Here's
Virgin Mobile customer 60 has sent you a text to landline message.
Come see Patrice O'Neill and frequent Lunar Lake Radio 3rd Mike Josh Goggin at the Holiday Inn in Parsippany, New Jersey on January 5th. You're welcome, Patrick.
Thanks for using
Very
text
funny.
To landline. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Someone magically had the interpretation of what that was supposed to be. It was a goosh.
Oh, a goosh. That's what it was.
The old strong coney a goosh.
And what would a... dude, we must end the drunk call hotline for 2007 with the man.
No.
Two Stone Mike.
Oh. That was open Ray.
Oh, well, come on.
I don't know.
He's the Cal Ripken of the drunk call hotline. Here is Two Stone Mike,
and uninteresting like Cal Ripken.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike.
We're getting into a story or something.
Here to call in again. Basically was calling to give thanks for the acknowledgement of your fans by using a drunk call hotline. I thought that's pretty fucking cool shit right there. What else was it? You know, you play my drunken ramblings, that's pretty cool. Who else the fuck would want to listen to the shit that I have to say on drunken messages, whatever. And the other point, if it's a point, was that this Connecticut School of Broadcasting, it just sounds like a bunch of crap to me. And my personal experience is that I went to the freaking ITT Tech. Spent like $35,000 on a 2-year degree.
Really?
Holy shit.
Where I found out, you know, you could get the same freaking degree at the local community college for like under 10 grand. So it was worth it in the end just because, you know, it got me some good jobs and all that kind of shit. But geez, man, you already have a radio show, you know, and it seems like it's pretty well known. I mean, how the fuck am I listening to this shit? And you're thinking about going to some freaking Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Might as well figure something else out. Fuck the schooling, though. If there's any type of schooling you need to do, is fucking school in the other radio shows. So enjoy my drunken call. Have fun up there, and Lunatic Radio Land. Later.
Oh, there you go. There. Well, you know what? We got to end the 2007 drunk calls with Two Stone Mike. The guy's been the Cal Ripken of the fucking drunk call hotline. He calls in every week, this guy.
It is. He's always got something going on.
It was almost like a year straight he called in. Well, you know, whatever, man. Well, hopefully we'll... we're not into the competition thing on the radio program. We don't compete with other radio shows. We just do our show, and if you like it, you'll listen. That's how it works.
We hope you listen.
Yeah.
You don't
have a good time.
People listen.
You know what?
What?
We're going to have a good year.
We are?
We're going to have a good year. 2008, I feel like it's going to be a good
year. Big year, big year, big year.
We're going to have a good year.
I hope so.
We're going to toast to it. Rock, let's toast. You got a beer there?
Oh, I get one. Hold on.
Let's toast to a little lunaticradio.com show. Get a beer, Rock.
Six beers deep.
Six beers deep, Rock. I don't know how many beers. I'm a keg deep. I'm a keg deep.
Oh, I can't open it.
Let me get some music for us here. How about a little Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé?
He's a crooner. I like Michael Bublé. Blowing out the people's ears.
This is so sweet.
Rocket.
It's your keggy.
Little toasts to the year. 2007, that was?
Yeah. 2008, what will be?
Thank you, sir, for finishing my sentence.
What I do, sir. The team does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll say the thank yous. Let's do the thank yous for 2008.
Yeah, absolutely. 2007.
Now, if you're left off this list, people, please don't be offended. We want to thank the people that have been... Who have dedicated their time to the LunaticRadio.com show. And that, of course, begins with all the guest hosts that we've had.
That's true.
And we lost Ronnie Beans in 2006.
What?
Ronnie Beans was a good guy, you know, but he just figured that the radio show wasn't for him, so he had to depart. But since then, we've had some great guest hosts and whatever. And we want to thank those people. They are the following. Mark Anthony Ramirez, comedian Mark Anthony Ramirez.
In no particular order.
No particular order whatsoever. Mark Anthony Ramirez, he's a funny guy. He'll be back on the program, I'm sure. Who could forget his story about fucking bagging that cripple in the back of that van?
Good times.
Club Jelly, a.k.a. Simon, the winner of the peeing contest this year. Great guy, Club Jerry, just a warm-hearted dude, and very tall.
And one hell of a bladder.
He's a friend of Rockets, but he's become a friend of mine, and he's a great guy. Patrick, who cannot forget Patrick?
How can you?
He brought the N-word to the LunaticRadio.com show. I don't know if we can thank him for that or not. But Patrick is a cool guy, the face of cringehumor.net, and he's been a great addition to the LunaticRadio.com show. Mike from Capello Clothing, who helped us out during the year with some t-shirts and stuff like that. Mike was a good guy. He loved the radio program. I hope he continues to love the radio program. John from Naked Jedi.
Yes.
New addition to the radio show.
Another one of my buddies.
He's just a funny guy. Got a great voice. Just an energetic dude.
Likes to drink.
Like to thank him for his contribution to the radio program. Heidi, of course, from Chaos Radio. Chaos Chris, also from Chaos Radio. Chris is, we deal with him every day. Like, we can't fucking...
Can we get a break?
We try to get away from Chris. I'd like to thank Pam B. early in the year giving us some great radio. Let us raid her house at 1 o'clock in the morning to do a stupid radio bit for the radio program here. So thank you to Pam B. TPS Radio Ray.
Yeah, Ray!
For hooking us up in California, doing the live broadcast. I'd like to thank the U Broadcast guys as well.
Yeah.
Who are just high-class dudes. I'd like to thank Kate Frost, the porn star Kate Frost.
She never called. She never texted
for traveling from New Jersey to come and do the radio program back in January.
Maybe that's why she's not texting me back, because of that.
I'd like to thank Trina Michaels as well, porn star extraordinaire, for also traveling from San Francisco to come join us in California for the live broadcast. And last but not least, man. You gotta thank the girl who's been with us for many years.
Oh, that's right.
Good old Jenny Blowjob.
Oh, that's right.
Jenny Blowjob, Merry Christmas. Jenny's great chick,
she
man.
She is unbelievable.
She's a firecracker and she's always fun, man.
She's fantastic. We are very lucky to have her a part of the crew.
Absolutely. I also want to thank everybody that came out to the bar nights, and definitely those who traveled to California back in September for the New Media Expo.
Yeah.
You know who you are, Deej and Humi and all those people who came and hung out with us.
Unbelievable.
And came to, you know, watch us do the live show and stuff like that. It was great.
It was a, like, you know, a once in a lifetime kind of experience, man. You know, just to be able to do a fucking live show on the other side of the country and then have listeners come out and hang with you. I mean, you just, it's fucking unbelievable to be able to have something like that happen. It's truly an honor, and really happy and lucky to be able to have something like that happen.
Yeah, I mean, we do this radio show, and Rock and I do this radio show, and it's just, you know, 8 years ago, it was just like a fucking, just an idea I had. You know, it's like a radio thing. I like to do radio. I wanted to figure out how to do radio, and I started this radio show. And Rock joined me a couple years down the line, and just him and I being together and doing the radio show is pretty cool. And you know, we don't expect anybody to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, we just figured our goal was, when we began, to learn how to do it and maybe get a good demo together and try to sell it and maybe actually make this a career for ourselves. And along the way, it's turned into something else. It's turned into a an actual radio show that people listen to and become a part of. And which is more than we hoped for. So, you know, when it comes this time of the year, we've got to pay tribute to people who have been, listening to it week in, week out. You know, Tony B, those guys, Beer Bear, all those guys, and people who join us in the chat room. And obviously, we just thanked everybody who traveled and made time for us to come join us on the program. So it's a pretty cool thing, man.
Yeah.
So 2008, hopefully will be better. More people are listening. Maybe some old friends come back to join us. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
It's constantly more. That's the funny thing with this show over the years, man. People come and go, and the show morphs. You know, that core is always there, man. But it's a constantly evolving thing, and that's what's fantastic about it. You never know what next week's going to bring you, you know. And it's such a fucking great time. And we're here because you're there, as we've always said. We here, you there.
Yeah, this show's obviously, you know, we do the show. We're broadcasting it, whatever. But it's not about us. It's not about us gaining fame. It's not about us
not?
Making better. Nope. You know. It's not about us. It's about, you know, creating a 3-hour environment each and every week, and having some fun with some people, and having joined some laughs. And that's all. It's all. It's about
absolutely.
People. It's not about egos. It's not about any of that.
With that being said, next year, 2-hour show. We're cutting back.
Yeah, next year, because we're not getting any, our kneecaps sucked, we're cutting it back to 1 hour. I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course.
So that's it, man. Thanks to everybody who's been with us.
Another fantastic year.
And we'll end the show with Frank. Let's end the show with Frank.
Aww.
Got an animal show of Frank. Happy New Year, everybody. Here we go.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Should old acquaintance be forgot
Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
Don't mention it, Marvin.
And I also want to thank all you out there for watching. Please remember the moral of tonight's show. Put your troubles away until tomorrow. If you're lucky, someone will break into your house tonight and steal them.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Kira Rock signing out for the year 2007. Enjoy the new year. We'll see you in 2008.
Later.
Thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.